can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Stop on the run. Just people.
Stop on the run. Can't stop.
Booyah!
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids.
Yeah.
The last time I can use this one.
Yes.
Who wore a white sheet last night for Halloween, but wasn't a friendly ghost?
No. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Right. Happy November 1st.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Barometer and all the ships at sea.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio show. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to The Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Thursday, November 1st. Love taking your phone calls. Favorite part of the show.
Just people.
Yeah, everybody, just people. And here's the national number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 in Washington, D.C. Your local line is 202-432-1067. There he is. There he is, everybody. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dom and Mike.
There he is. Last night, Buzz was dressed as Johnny the Wad.
Yes.
But that's Buzz every day.
He was Dirk Diggler.
Buzz the Wad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was just watching the Family Feud, and they're pretty desperate out in L.A. They just had L.A. policemen and L.A. firemen on the Family Feud.
Oh, now that is, that's bad exploitation.
Yeah, it is.
That's bad exploitation of the tragedy.
Doing what they can.
Yeah.
Louis, and then Louis Anderson ate him.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike,
hi.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you were right, but you were wrong. You were right for the wrong reason.
Right what? For the wrong reason about what?
Well, the game last night.
The Yankees?
Yeah, Schilling was spot on, man. He nailed him.
Nah, listen. I don't care what you say. You're right. Schilling was great.
Spot on.
But the guy for the Diamondbacks, I just want to say something right now. And no offense to any Asians listening.
Hey.
You got a game on the line, and you don't put an Asian there to pitch.
Oh, God.
I just want to say that.
Rob is cheering vigorously in the background.
You got the game on the line, you put a round eyes in there.
Absolutely. The Chinaman choked.
To do
they lit him up. They should have pulled him after that.
Is he even from China?
It doesn't matter. You got a CM in there.
Oh, God.
And you know that Tito's going to knock that baby out in the ninth, and then in the 10th, it's Derek Jeter, and I mean, it's midnight.
Yankees!
Buzz out of there.
Fantastic. And he needs the Heimrich.
And, you know, and Schilling, I think, had only thrown like 80 pitches or something.
88.
Yeah.
And God, he was tight.
When they yanked him. Well, yeah, you know, never take the... When the round eyes got the heat, okay, you never take him off the mound.
Yeah, no doubt. And besides that, you know, I mean, the manager was doing great. You know, he was bunting when he was supposed to, and when people didn't think he was supposed to, and all that. And damn it, he let that guy in there after the second batter. I'd have pulled that chink out of there somewhere.
Oh, no, all right. Hey, enough.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My God, what's wrong with people?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just people.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys suck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have a nice day.
And a good Thursday to you.
Thanks for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I could have been one of them opposite calls, though.
Yeah, that he really loves us.
Right. Hello.
Hi. I was calling to see what you thought about the World Series national anthem last night.
Who sang the... I didn't see the anthem.
Who sang it?
It was from Black Lady. It was terrible.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Is there any other ethnic group we can slander in the first 10 minutes of the show today?
Oh, yeah. Mike, we've only been on 5.
Absolutely.
Give us a few more. Hello.
Don and Mike, the biggest friend.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Sonny. I'm calling out from New Jersey.
Hi, Sonny.
Yeah, I just started listening to you guys like 2 weeks ago. Just wanted to call and let you know you guys' show is great.
Thank you, Sonny.
That Funkin' Pucking and the pie eating contest. You guys are crazy, man. I'm getting people to listen to your show.
Great.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What happened with Just Throw the Damn Ball with those guys?
They killed us.
They killed us.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they killed us. Our next match is Wednesday night, next Wednesday in New York.
Night.
No. We're going to be at Bullmore Lanes in Manhattan. That's at University and 13th.
Oh, I got to come out there and check you guys out, man.
You should. Come see. You'll get a laugh. Thank you, my friend.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man.
Hard to believe we've only won one bowling game out of like 8, and we're all round eyes.
And I would tell you, I am suspicious that the guys that we played threw that game. So, you know, the guys still.
Oh, you mean the only game we won that they let us win?
Yeah, I kind of think they low keyed it so they could, you know, hey, well, you know, they beat us pretty handily in the second game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
I want to give you a little Elvis history today.
All right.
32 years ago today, 1969, Elvis had his first number one hit in 7 years with Suspicious.
Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious Minds.
They caught in a trap.
That's it? That's your call?
I was at the game the other night, the bowling game.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what was the call about? What were you attempting to do?
No, I'm just giving you guys a little Elvis history, that's all. I know you guys love Elvis, just wanted to give you a little Elvis history.
And you want to stitch D.A. on my bowling shirt. This guy wrote the book.
Halloween Queen Elvira says she nearly lost her virginity to Elvis, but that they stopped kissing when he found out she was a virgin. She was a Las Vegas showgirl at the time. He advised her to get out of Vegas.
I can't keep kissing you, baby. Oh, my Peter.
Listen, put on one of my pajama tops and put on some cotton panties.
You know, another historical moment, it was almost 30 seconds ago today when this dumbass actually stopped the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I want to take a famous quote from Blazing Saddles by the Chinese pitchers.
You want to take a what?
Take a famous quote from the movie Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, okay, about the Chinese pitchers, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Dog that chick a day's pay for napping on a job.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Anyone can hate.
Just people.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, I went to say hi to Buzz.
Hi.
guy calls every day.
Buzz, your biggest fan, Buzz.
Yeah, thanks. Hi again.
Guy loves you.
First time I've called.
No, come on. You're an everyday call with Buzz.
No, absolutely not.
No, come on.
I'm in Wichita.
Hike your pants back up, sir. Thank you for the call. Buzz appreciates it.
Yes, he does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, my name's Paul. I'm down in Charles County on my cell phone, so I hope I don't lose you. The earlier caller talking about the pitcher that blew it for the Diamondbacks last night. He's not Chinese. He's Korean.
Well, come on. What's the difference?
I was having dinner at the Japanese steakhouse the other night, and there was a Korean chef who says that's his pet peeve right there. Pet peeve right there is lopping all those people together.
Korean, Chinese, Japanese, whatever.
That's not the point. The fact that I was reading this morning in the sports section, they had to have an interpreter for him after the game because he can't even speak English. Well, I just want to
I mean, they should have said to him in Korean, don't throw the high fastball to Derek Jeter in the top of the 10th. My pet peeve is the sinking of the Arizona.
I mean, if we really want to take
that line was fed to Don by Robert Wadham Spiewak.
No. He's just people.
Who right now is turgid. It's his dream show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Always wanted to say that.
See, there's stuff Rob wants to say sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
He doesn't have the balls to say it, so he'll put it on a little piece of paper because he knows I'll say
this
it.
This is when he's filled with great joy.
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's a
continue to call, ladies and gentlemen.
Anytime that you got to know that anytime there's a mentioning like of the sinking of the Arizona or some
any ethnic slur,
historical stat that there's no way I'd know, you got to know that that's being fed to me by Rob. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday you had Mr. Skin on.
Yes.
And I had a chance last night to rent one of the movies he suggested.
Oh, which one did you rent?
It's the one with Adrian Barbeau.
Swamp Thing.
Oh, you got the DVD?
How were those boobs?
Well, I'll tell you, it was worth three batches.
Oh, three batches of chowder?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, that's a high score and a 5-par rating.
Wow. Okay, thank you, my friend.
I mean, I think she's got great boobs, but wow, three batches.
Well, you could freeze frame, go back, watch it again.
Wow. Do you think that would do it for you, three batches with Barbeau?
Now, first, she's a one-batch girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get your standards higher now that you like the real stuff.
Yeah, now that I like the money shot.
It might just not be enough for you.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
And how you doing? Hey, what about these ungrateful Halloween trick-or-treater kids, man?
What do you mean?
Well, last night they come up, half of them don't even say trick-or-treat. They just look at you like they expect the candy.
You know, I agree. I think that it's a lost art. You get most of the kids now come to the door and stare. And there's certainly, and they just go, And the parents are sitting down, they're going,
I had one kid come up to me. Instead of saying trick-or-treat, he coughed on me. Instead of saying thank you, he coughed on me again.
I hope he doesn't have the anthrax.
I said, hey, but he's just people, though.
Just people. Just people.
We were yelling. We had a huge group that my kids were trick-or-treating with, and all the parents, you could hear them going, say trick-or-treat. Say thank you. Say trick-or-treat. And then by the end of the trick-or-treating, it was, let me hear it down here on the street. And they were all going, thank you, by the end of the night.
Did you get any, really old kids? I got a couple last night.
My sister-in-law says we got a couple of them.
Trick or treat.
I got into it with them because they didn't even bother having costumes on.
They just came
to the door, and they did say trick or treat, but they looked like they're older than my kid. Like maybe they were seniors in high school. And
Slackers.
I said,
here's the oldest trick or treater right here.
Hi, Joe.
We got a kid who was smoking a cigarette.
We decided that either you're young enough to trick or treat or you're old enough to smoke, but they don't mesh.
Yeah. One of the other.
So you sent him away, huh?
No, we gave him some candy so he wouldn't throw eggs at us.
Yeah.
We laughed all night about the smoking trick-or-treater.
So we had last night tons of kids because, the word got out that I'm giving away the king size and the jumbo size.
Right.
And a couple of kids that live blocks away, they showed up. And I knew that they weren't standard trick-or-treaters because the car pulls down at the end of the cul-de-sac, right?
Yeah, right.
And these two the stoners get out.
Uh-huh. And they walk up to the house?
They come up to the door, and the dogs are going crazy. It's ding-dong, and they go, hey, trick-or-treat. I said, where's your costume? I said, we don't have a costume. You know my dad. My dad works down at the hardware store. And I said, yeah? He said, we heard on your show today you're giving away big candy bars. So I gave them Bob.
Yeah, what the heck? They were listening to the show. Why not?
I gave them the full size stuff. We had such a run last night. I had to go out for emergency supplies.
You did?
Wow. Such a run last night. Never before have I had to run out halfway through the Halloween night. We were down to nothing.
Well, when you give away the big ones, you get depleted quicker.
The word gets out.
One a piece, though, right? One to a customer, huh?
Yes. Oh, and I had to scold my wife on that because when the little kids would come by, I saw her, giving away. We had the big, gigantic Nutrageous bars.
Right.
Mm. Not the regular size, the jumbo size ones. You're putting two or three in these little kids' things. I said, honey, come on. No, please, don't go crazy with this.
We were doing full size, but one to a customer, and at one point there was a significant tug of war by another one of the non-trick-or-treat sayers. The one that comes up and goes, reaches in. You know, it's a small child, and reaches in and wanted two. And then there was a brief tug of war as the attempt was made to pry the second candy. And then, you know, once they go into the death grip, then it's just like, no. Well, now you're not getting it.
It's a steel cage match.
Right, I was disappointed. I didn't see many trick-or-treaters last night, and a lot of the houses in my neighborhood were dark. You know, they weren't doing the trick-or-treat
thing.
Well,
we had a major,
so I felt bad for the kids. Major controversy at my sister-in-law's place. I want to say this delicately so as not to cause undue distress in the neighborhood, but as we were coming up, the house very close to hers was dark, and the kids went up, and there was a car in the driveway, and I could see the glow of what appeared to be the television set, mm-hmm. And they knocked on the door, and they stayed up at the door for a little while, and then they came back down. There was nothing there, and then we got to my sister-in-law's house, went inside, because Elizabeth was tired. She doesn't like to trick-or-treat as much as the other kids. Went inside, and shortly thereafter, this person who owns this house showed up at the door, standing down there while her daughter trick-or-treated. And so at that point, I said, well, let's go back out and see if anyone is handing out candy. And to the best of my knowledge, at least while I was there, they were trick-or-treating and they weren't giving out candy. Now, it might have been just,
No, I bet you got it right.
But Laura and I went out and we're standing on the street looking at this house. And at that point, this person came by and said, well, we better start handing out candy now. And I kind of thought it was said for our benefit. Because
yeah.
We were just staring at the house going,
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Dilly, yo.
Hello.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there. Who's this? Kelly or Carrie?
Yeah, this is actually Drew Barrymore calling for Lisa.
Oh, hi, Drew.
Wow.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
How's Lisa doing?
She's doing great. What are you wearing right now, Drew?
Skimpy little top and some tight pants.
Some of Tom Green's skid-marked underpants.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, what can we do for you, Carrie?
I just wanted to say hi to Lisa.
Is your hair all unkempt and greasy?
Like the real Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You get dried skin from scratching your feet under your fingernails.
Yeah, my gas mask is right next to me.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. That's another great Drew Barrymore thing. She's afraid to go to New York. She she bought a gas mask on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Drew Barrymore. Lisa was telling me last night that when she was out with Nick, dumb Nick, that, you know, she made him dress up like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, and she was Britney Spears.
Yeah, and that, she made Nick... She made dumb Nick enter the costume contest at the place they were at.
Right.
And he got up on stage. He got tremendously booed because...
Well, by the guys.
Of course, because he was dressed like one of the NSYNC queers.
And all the girls were screaming. He looked so good.
Did you force Nick into that outfit?
Well...
Was it your idea?
It was my idea.
Of course it was.
God, he sure does love you, Lisa, because, I mean, he'll do anything for you if he dresses like that guy.
Yeah, because he's very smart.
So you say. I would say this is more evidence.
Well, whatever.
That he's,
hello?
I'd say it's more
evidence. He is a heterosexual male.
More evidence he's dumb that he dressed up like Justin Timberlake for Halloween.
Did you guys win?
No. No, some girl who was dressed in some tight Catwoman costume, and this is just further proof that women use Halloween as an excuse to dress up like whores. Because they can. And men
There's
use it to dress
wrong
up
with that.
Like women.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're talking to right there, okay? Look at the
What did you see Rob pointing at your head when you walked by?
What did you wear last night? What did you, for your Britney Spears outfit, what did you wear?
Hip hugger jeans and a sleeveless black t-shirt.
Whore!
That's you, Rob.
That's right.
Now, was it you that had the F me boots on, or was it another girl you were ragging about?
That was Nick. That was Nick.
No, it wasn't. This girl, she didn't even have on a costume. She, like I said, the girls use it as an excuse to dress up like sluts.
Right.
And on a tube dress that was really short, thigh highs with the garter belt sticking out, and F me boots on. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's that costume? That's no costume. Girls
that's a costume.
Use.
That's a costume. That's a winning costume.
But that's the way it goes, you know.
Yeah.
And so it goes.
Come on, Brittany, let it go.
Get into the
spirit. And then I got approached by this big guy in a really pretty dress. And he comes up to me, he goes, Madonna? And I said, no, Brittany. And he was like, oh my God, that's so great. And he reaches out his lollipop as to offer it to me to share it with him.
Yeah. Take a lick on my lollipop.
Ew.
No happening, huh?
No.
Not happening.
No.
You know, last night in Greenwich Village, they did have the big New York Halloween parade, which is loaded with homos.
Yay!
And we did send Johnny down to the tape recorder.
It ended up being good old Johnny. Yeah. He's a trooper, isn't he?
Yeah, and we got, we've got John's tape. We'll hear that in a moment. I did want to start today's show, though, by telling you that we've done the math here.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away a Mercedes for Christmas.
Very good.
We have 29 shows before we give away the car on December 14th.
Basically, 29 shows left, and we're going to give away 29 keys.
29 keys, so that means on every show we're giving away one key that could start the Mercedes. So you got to listen to the show every day, the whole friggin' show, because you'll have a 1 in 29 chance of winning the car. Now, here is
tremendous odds.
There's a picture of the car, Mike.
That's the one I thought. Yes, that's a beauty. Wow.
It's the 2002 Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe.
Snappy.
The hottest new car from Mercedes. If you want to go in and buy one of these babies, there's a 6-month waiting list for the car.
Ooh. Very high demand. That is a very, very popular vehicle.
You choose the color, you choose the interior.
Wow, you get to pick your own.
Sure do.
Very cool.
And we do want to thank the good people at SimplyWireless.com. Simply Wireless, the premier wireless retailer in the country, featuring AT&T wireless services. So this is going to be the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes that we're giving away for Christmas. And we will be giving away the very first key on today's show. And what we're going to do is have a gigantic party here in D.C. And if you live out of town, if you're from New York, Amtrak will bring you down.
That's a good deal.
If you live somewhere else, some of the stations have already pledged that they will be bringing people down. Otherwise, you know, get on a bus and come on down here. Win a Mercedes on December 14th. That's when we're having the key party.
All right.
Now, very important to note that all of the keys, when we have the key party, all the keys, there'll be 29 keys, they're going to be like in a giant punch bowl. And we're going to go on who gets to pick a key by who won the key when. For instance, whoever wins today's key on the show,
right,
they're going to have first shot at putting their hand into the giant punch bowl to pull out a key that could start the car.
Now, we have done these contests where it has gone all the way to the end. We have done it where it happened very very close to the beginning. You never know what's going to happen.
Right, right. But the good news is we are giving away the car, the Mercedes 2002, Mercedes C230, the compressor sports coupe. Hottest goddamn car out there. Thank you to Simply Wireless, AT&T, and SimplyWireless.com. I hope you've been listening to the whole show today.
Oh, there's a hint.
Pay attention.
Hope you've been listening to the whole show already today. Okay, so that's good news. The car is happening, and the key party is on the 14th. And I know that, I'll tell you later. We've got something else, but I can't tell you now.
All right.
But it's something else that's realized going to be happening at the key party. I got time here. Do we have a Johnny's tape?
Yeah, we can start.
From Johnny down at Greenwich Village.
And once again, kudos to Johnny who does the job for us up in New York City. We appreciate it.
This is on
Real One.
Number one. Okay, here's John last night in Greenwich City. We prepared some questions for him.
Sure.
And I think that, I've not heard this yet. Let's hear Johnny in New York last night.
I'd say about 1,000 people lined up, all kinds of costumes. I see Batman and Robin are right in front of me. Let's see, what else we got here? We got DJ booths on wheels. Got a couple of people pedaling in Afro Whips. It's just an insane scene over here.
And they're mainly all homos down at Greenwich Village for this.
Well, we don't have any evidence of that yet, though.
Well, wait until you hear some of the people that John interviews, okay?
Turnout was about half last night. Usually some families show up. There are always gays and lesbians in the parade, but last night a lot of the family stayed home, so it was about half turnout. So last night it was largely gay and lesbian community.
I'd love to hear the gay Batman and Robin.
Just people.
Stop, Robin. Fly down the bat pole.
Oh, you are the boy wonder.
Look at my batarang.
We have got a girl with, we think it's a girl, we're not sure. We're going to go over to her right now with just the hugest set of cans you will ever imagine. We're going to try to talk to her right now. Excuse me. It's like every other girl with big cleavage. Completely ignores me. Just completely ignores me.
Poor John.
music. I guess the parade's going on now.
Is this that stupid? The Venga buses
If I could, I just saw she had a costume that had 130 chests, double X. Unbelievable.
Johnny's really impressed with her breasts.
We're walking up to two other subjects right now. We're going to see if they want to talk to us. Hi there. Hi there. We're from the WNEW, the Don and Mike Show. We're taping this for broadcast. Would you like to be on the air with us? Talk about your costumes? What's your name, sir?
I'm Jose.
Yeah, you are a sir, is that correct?
Huh?
You are a sir?
You're a sir, yes. Could you describe your costume to us, please?
This is a costume from Bjork.
Yes.
For the Academy Awards.
He's wearing the swan costume that Bjork wore in the Academy Awards. Why did you decide to wear this tonight?
I think she's awesome, and the costume was great.
Okay, does this answer your question, Mike?
Done.
Hey, gotcha.
Thank you,
because she was awesome.
Thank you.
The dress she wore, so.
Is she an inspiration to you? Is Bjork an inspiration to you?
No, I think she's just cool.
There's a lot of cross-dressers, including yourself, in this parade tonight. Do you have any advice for any future cross-dressers out there?
I'm not a cross-dresser, so.
But you are wearing women's clothes, though, on the other
hand. Just for today. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Why are you here tonight?
Right, Jose. Right, Jose.
But I'm not a cross-dresser.
A cross-dresser.
Watching the World Series.
Vacation. I'm from Chicago.
So you have no interest in the World Series at all?
Oh, yeah. I love New York.
Oh, did we put a question in about the big unit?
I don't. You know what? I gave John a list of questions on his voicemail, and I've not actually heard this tape myself. So
we had a bunch of questions like, what do you think of the big unit?
The big unit. Who is the big unit? Or what is the big unit?
Do you think Derek Jeter's hot?
Thank you, so I hope they win.
You have any interest in Derek Jeter's ass by any chance?
No.
Somebody said I do. He's talking to the wrong guy.
Wait, we had someone who just loves Derek Jeter's ass, and he ran away. This is terrible.
Okay, all right.
Hi, what's your name?
Robert.
Are you from New York?
No, Chicago.
Did you come here just for the parade?
No.
Can you describe your costume for us, please?
I'm just a peacock.
Can you guys give us some colors and detail and things like that?
I've got a green bodysuit on and about 100 peacock feathers and a silver lame wrap.
Jesus Christ.
And why did you dress like a peacock tonight?
Just to be a peacock.
Do you dress like this often, or is this a one-time thing?
Often, yeah. Any opportunity I can get that people aren't going to throw things at me, sure.
I'm going to give you a couple names. We want your opinion on the following three names, okay?
Here we go.
Barbara Streisand.
Woo. A little before my
time.
Sounds
like he might be a little loaded.
Oh, woo.
A little drunken, you know, a little drunky drunk.
How about Judy Garland?
Oh, way before my time, but I liked her recreational activities. That always makes me happy.
Yeah, how about Cher?
Once more.
How about Nathan Lane?
Who?
Nathan Lane.
Oh, I like Nathan Lane. Yeah, we saw him in The Producers. Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. So we got past the three biggies. You got you get past Streisand,
Judy Garland, and
Cher. Then if you get nothing, you got to go right to Nathan Lane.
Right. Maybe throw in the Marlboro Man.
Right. Why are you here tonight instead of sitting in a bar watching the World Series?
I'm going to be sitting in a bar later watching the World Series. It hasn't even started yet, though.
Are you a big sports fan, or are you just watching Derek Jeter's ass?
Derek Jeter's ass.
That's good. Are there any other hot Yankees on the team?
Yeah, we particularly are fond of the Yankees. They seem to have the best. But I'm an Indians fan, so I'm kind of a traitor.
Are you?
Kick their ass because I'm so pissed at Seattle. Yeah.
Are you a fan of the big unit?
Isn't it funny to hear gay guys talking about sports?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so pissed at Seattle.
Oh man, I was distraught. I was bewildered.
I'm pissed at Seattle.
Confused. Remember that in the Bird Cage?
Yeah.
He says, how about those Dolphins losing the other day? How do I feel? Oh, bewildered.
I like the big unit, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Back it up there. Back that up. Because this guy came with it before we even asked him.
I like the big unit.
Yeah. I have the best. But I'm an Indians fan, so I'm kind of a traitor.
Are you...
kick their ass because I'm so pissed at Seattle. Yeah.
Are you a fan of the big unit?
Oh, I like the big unit, yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan of the big unit, but not the pitcher called the big unit.
Did you like the big unit's performance this weekend?
Good job. He's got to get some kind of hazardous pay for doing this. Let's hear one more before we got a break, Rob. One more.
I'll just say a mic for a second.
Test one, two. Okay.
Question of the day. Is that a girl? We don't want no stinking girls.
Who's this? This is someone new he's interviewing now.
Did somebody just abscond with the microphone?
Some guy asked for the microphone. Said, give me that microphone.
Would you like to be on the radio?
Why not?
That's excellent. We're with the Don and Mike Show. We're taping this for broadcast.
Uh-huh.
What is your name?
Stefanda Silicone.
And can you describe your costume to us, please?
I have very, very, very large breasts, and I have a big butt.
What would you estimate the size of these breasts and butt to be?
These are 99 inches. I measure 99, 32, 72.
God damn.
And what is the cup size of these?
Oh, I have them all custom made, so I have no idea.
And what is the inspiration for your costume?
Well, actually, I just find it very titillating.
We're going to ask you your opinion of four musicians. We'd like to know what you think of them. Barbara Streisand.
I think she's great. I wish I were her.
There you
and,
go.
And Judy Garland.
Judy Garland, if only she were still with us.
Cher.
Cher. I think her time has passed. I wish she would just age gracefully.
Oh,
and Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane. I didn't know he was a musician. He's an actor.
Right.
He's a singer. I've never heard him sing.
He's an actor.
I can't afford tickets to...
We're going to have to forgive
you. I can't afford tickets to the producers, not even with what I make on a night.
We have another question is, why are you out here tonight and not watching the World Series in a nice warm bar?
Because I think baseball is very boring.
There and you go.
I think people would rather watch me than some silly baseball game.
God damn.
Fantastic.
I'd rather watch me than some silly baseball game. You can only picture that. I can't. Who imagines what that outfit is?
You ever checked out Derek Jeter?
I have no idea who he is.
Never seen Derek Jeter's ass before?
No. I spend too much time on my own.
You really should. It's quite fabulous, actually.
Wow. Well, hey, maybe you could point me in her direction. You know, we could, like, compare notes and stuff.
Her direction. Like, Derek Jeter's on her.
Who has, like, the same plastic surgeon.
Have you noticed the performance of the big unit this weekend?
Of the what?
The big unit.
I don't know what the big unit is. I'm from out of town.
No idea what the big unit is?
A lot of out of towners.
I know what the big unit is now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
There he goes. I got him. The middle of all of it.
Hi, Steve. We're with the Don and Mike Show on WNEW. We're taping this for broadcast. Okay. What is your name?
Carol.
Can you...
Carol.
That right there.
Carol.
Just that. Funniest moment on the tape so far right there.
Carol.
Carol.
Don and Mike Show on WNEW. We're taping this for broadcast. Okay. What is your name?
Carol.
I'm going to stop there. Because Johnny, I mean, he's got plenty of that tape still to come, right?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, he's got 20 more minutes of it? Wow. All right, more of John's time last night in the village with the Halloween parade coming up.
All right, Carol.
Big jam-packed show today. And we'll start it with a caller number 100. Phone number 877-365-3636. 202-432-1067. Be the 100th caller now. Good luck.
Have you seen my baseball?
Sorry. Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my baseball?
Yeah, I see it. You see that girl over there? She has, except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
Your source for hot gay action.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Yeah, hot gay action.
Ready, Steve? Andy?
I'm such a fag.
Yeah.
I was just telling the guys.
All right.
I went out last night and bought the sweet box set.
Yay!
If a ballroom blend. So queer on the cover, they all look like they're in Spinal Tap.
They absolutely do. They look like wigs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say that the Yankees suck.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, CM.
Thank you, DA.
Okay, bye-bye.
There's love there.
See, but the thing is, I called him CM.
Uh-huh.
Right. I don't think he was a Chinaman.
Right.
He called me a DA, though, and I am
a DA.
So technically, you won. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Because I'm a dumbass. I'm a DA.
And I'm a GBDA.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, don't drop the S-bomb.
Another DA.
We just had a... We had KDA, King Dumbass, on the phone. The guy picks up the phone and we go, Don and Mike...
BDAs.
What's that?
Back to back.
The guy picks up the phone and he goes, I'm calling 100. Oh, ass.
Hangs up.
And he just hangs up.
Oh, man. Damn it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God damn it.
I am caller 100, damn it.
Yeah, there you go. Hi, what's your name?
This is Paul.
Paul, where are you from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right, Paul, you on your cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Paul, you want the Redskins team highlight video. Watch the Redskins play the Seattle Seahawks Sunday, 4:15 FedEx Field. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement of the Redskins. But wait, there's more. You've also won.
Way to spell it.
You've also won the Shrek prize back. And now this has a great prize, a 52-week rental card from Blockbuster Video. So go in every week and get yourself a brand new DVD.
Shrek killer.
Shrek is coming to video right now. Blockbuster, buy a rental card. Get a free DVD or VHS copy of Shrek. When it releases to video tomorrow.
Cool.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Thank you. Now, before we get back to Johnny's tape with the parade in New York, the gay Halloween parade yesterday.
Mike Show on WNEW.
This is where we left off.
Broadcast.
Shrek.
Okay, what is your name?
Carol.
Okay, that's where we left off with Carol. We'll get back to that in a moment.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Have you seen when Shrek takes the wax out of his ears?
Charlie, we have a star on the phone right now.
Sorry, Don.
It's okay.
It was
all right,
Shrek.
Here she comes down. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens.
Uh-huh.
Here's Leah Remini.
Here she is, finally.
Wow.
Joining us on the show.
Yo-y.
Our favorite. Here she is, Leah Remini. Hi, baby. Oh, hello.
Finally.
Hello. Finally. Here you go. We've hooked
finally.
Back up. Finally. We've hooked back up with Leah Remini.
Your cell phone sounds
good. I miss you guys.
Your cell sounds good. I was worried at the beginning. Now it sounds very clear.
Oh, good.
How's your sister doing?
Which one?
Nicole.
Why? What was wrong with her?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. That's right. You called her a bitch?
No, we didn't.
No.
We did not.
Our friend called her from New York and said you guys were calling her a bitch.
We called her back and apologized.
You called her back to clarify that she was being a bitch.
And then we had a much nicer conversation with her.
I don't think we ever called her a B-I-H. Oh, did you, Mike?
No.
Well, then it must have been Buzz.
Anyway, everyone parted friends.
It must.
Okay, good.
Oh,
she didn't mean it. I
did?
Really?
I did? Well, I didn't realize.
Or did I?
I don't know.
Buzz, do you remember? I don't remember who did, but someone did, and in the heat of the moment, I think it might have been Mike.
I don't think anyone
Mike?
Did.
But it was immediately retracted, because it was the heat of the moment.
No, you're right. It might have been me.
Mike?
It might have been me. It didn't even lay there for 5 seconds.
Why you? Mike.
Well, now listen.
It was me.
Listen, now Mike.
It was me.
I really think it was.
She thought you guys were saying that, implying that I was there and she wasn't giving phone to me.
No. Let me explain it to you, Leah. What happened was we called. I guess we were trying. It was the day we were supposed to have you on the show, and it was the day you were out getting your spa treatment, and that they had given you as a gift. And we called Nicole, and when Nicole answered the phone, we said, "Hey, it's Don and Mike." And she said, "What do you want now?"
She was kidding. kidding.
I know, but that's
trying to be funny.
She's kidding like your mom kids with us, though.
And it was that.
She's trying to be funny.
And then we got off the phone, and it was kind of a curt conversation, and I may have used that horrible word. And then we called her back, and it went swimmingly.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. It was swimmingly, Mike.
It did, Leah.
Okay.
Tell me something.
Being glad to hear that it went swimmingly.
It went swimmingly, Leah.
Tell me something.
It was simply charming.
Being the star of a regularly ranked top 20 Nielsen TV show now, yeah. Bona fide hit.
Oh, you're so funny.
King of Queens. No, come on. Come on, you're killing Regis. You've killed that old witch on The Weakest Link.
I was watching the show, I think it was a rerun on Friday, where you go to Lord & Taylor's and you get Kevin the shirt from the Big and Tall Men's store. And as a man who is of larger carriage, I will tell you, that is probably the funniest episode of King of Queens I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
It was, from start to finish, it was fracturingly funny. I loved that.
What's that word you used?
Fracturingly funny. And you know what? I found it swimmingly entertaining.
Now, here's my question for you, Miss TV star. What did you give away last night to trick-or-treaters when they came to your palatial home? Because I have a guess.
Not a one.
You didn't have any?
None.
No trick-or-treat? What? Did you have something prepared in case they came?
Of course. I had a whole thing of candy.
Now, see,
you didn't get one trick-or-treater up there in the old hills?
A one.
Wow. See, and I was wrong because my guess was that you were going to be giving away beautiful, autographed, glossy photos of yourself.
Yes, that's my style.
What kind of candy did you give away?
Well, no, I was going to give away. I had little Snickers and, you know, little boxes of Jujubes. And also, I had some very cute keychains of ghosts that
fun
I was going to give.
Were they fun size?
Yeah, this is important to us. Were they fun size or regular size?
They were fun size.
Oh, fun size.
No, wrong.
Let me explain.
Fun size, honey.
Let me explain myself, okay?
All right.
I feel like if I give away a whole Snickers bar. Now, remember when you were a kid, you had like a whole Snickers bar, you were like, okay, that's enough, right? Because it's filling. It is filling.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So, I used to... No! I liked getting little packages of a lot of candy so that I can have one of each.
No. You're so wrong on this.
No, full size is the way to go. Don's turned us all to full size candy.
You know what we did last night, Leah, Frieda and I, we gave away the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
In the super size, where each kid got four of them.
Incredible.
Oh, and you're so good.
And the Kit Kat bars that we gave away, they were the size of this index card.
Wow, that's incredible.
I mean, I'm not dissing you. We give away, and you gotta do it. You gotta go full size. You go.
You think?
Yeah, because you
but
know
then what?
What
do? You just give them one, give them one Snickers bar, yeah, like one full size Snickers bar and one size Reese's.
Yeah, Leah, you're a TV star. You give away full-size candy.
Yeah, this is something a lot of people have to be enlightened as to this.
Well, I'm so glad that you taught me this, and I'm so glad that I saved myself from embarrassment now.
And the point, of course, is moot since you didn't have any trick-or-treaters at all.
Yeah, but just think about the kids when they get home.
Dear.
You know, if you had a kid that came by, they go home and think, did you go to the TV star's house? Yes, what did you get? Mm-hmm. Look at this, a fun-size Snickers.
Right, this cheap-ass thing. But was got in a fun pack that came 20. You're so right. You're so right. Right, next year, big one.
You know, I will tell you, though, if you give away full-size candy the next time, if you do have trick-or-treaters, it will go swimmingly.
Will it?
Yeah, it will.
Well, I want my trick-or-treaters to go off swimmingly happy. So, thank you, Don and Mike.
As a point of order, what if she had the fun-size candies and the juju fruit, which is like a personal favorite of mine, and went with the handful?
No, Rob, a handful.
Variety pack.
We've had this debate before.
Oh, Rob, and listen, stop sucking up to Leah here.
Rob,
you're a fan of the full-size, you know it.
I appreciate it, but it won't go swimmingly if that happens. I think we've learned that.
Yes, we all crave swiminosity.
So listen, let's talk about last week when we were supposed to have you on the show and we had the conversation with your sister. Your nice, wonderful sister. You were at the spa.
Yeah.
What did they do to you at the spa?
It sucked.
I got a massage.
And I had a guy, which is very uncomfortable. He was a straight guy, which I was very uncomfortable with.
Oh, boy.
Because the bottom line is, you are naked.
Yeah.
And he is touching your stuff, you know what I mean? Not your stuff.
But, did he work your glutes?
He didn't work the ass, no.
He didn't touch
you
there.
He didn't work the ass, but okay. It was a little bit exposed. I was very uncomfortable, so I was making conversation, a lot of conversation. So, hey, is your family, your mother live here? And I just was very uncomfortable.
Not relaxing.
This is the music that was playing during Leah's massage. And
I don't know if you can hear this down the phone. We got the porno music playing now.
Okay. So now I told the guy, don't be easy on me because I'm a girl. So he really got in there with his elbows and stuff. Cut to, I woke up at 6 in the morning in excruciating pain, screaming. I had to go to the chiropractor at 8 in the morning. I was dry. This is how I knew it was really bad. This is how I knew it was really, really bad. I didn't put on any lipstick.
Wow. Oh, yes. Now, listen, I want to say something. Not that I have my spies, but I believe I told this story on the air that I heard that you were so distraught, that you were so in such physical pain that perhaps someone had to put your lipstick on for you.
Yeah, but nobody did. I mean, I was screaming in pain. Shannon, my poor little sister, she didn't know what to do. She had to brush my hair.
Oh, my God.
No lipstick went on, and I just knew at that moment in time.
So you didn't experience the pain as he was giving you the massage. This was the after effects.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I was like, you know, I feel like a little pain during a massage is good. You know, you got to get things going, you know, moving in there, you know.
Did he flip you over on your back at any point?
Yeah, but he didn't see my boobies.
He didn't see the boobies?
No, he didn't see my boobies.
So maybe the fact that, you know, he sensed your uptightness made him a little more frustrated during the massage, causing him to do a little more deep tissue than he normally would.
Maybe so.
Yeah,
but it didn't go swimmingly, Mike. That's all I
ask you a real personal question?
Yes.
Was your hiney bleeding?
My hiney bleeding? Why would my hiney be bleeding?
I don't know. We say that for everything. If anybody's
here. I mean, how would that happen?
Well, we're obsessed with the bottom.
So you think he did something to me that I wasn't aware of?
Yeah, see, that's the joke.
That's right, yeah.
You ever see Madonna's Truth or Dare?
Yeah.
You ever see that when the assistant goes out and she comes back after they think she's been drugged, and she says to one of the guys that all she knows is that she ended up back in the hotel room.
I know of somebody.
Yeah, probably if you were conscious.
But I was conscious. Okay. I was very conscious.
But who knows if you were, you know, you're laying on your stomach and you're just thinking, ow, oh wow, this hurts.
Was he European?
I think I would know somebody was getting me from behind, Mike.
All right. Was he European, Leah?
No, he was an American kid.
Okay.
He was an American.
So listen, the success of the show this year, it's like the highest ratings you've ever had, right?
I think so.
No, come on. You know so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, how do you...
You know how I am. I'm always scared that I go, yeah, you know, it's great. And then everything goes to crap.
Are you going to the Emmys?
We're going to the Emmys. We're presenting.
Okay. Okay.
Me, Kevin, and Jerry.
How do you feel about that whole thing with the
about the Emmys being on? Or
Yes.
At first, I was like, you know, I feel like they should let it go. But then I thought, what if I was nominated? I'd be like, damn it, the show must go on.
couldn't the actors just get their statues? Without having to have the pageantry and everything?
Again, because I'm such a selfish person, I think yes. But then I thought, again, if I was nominated, I'd be like, but we're just letting them know that we're scared. We got to go on.
Are you going to be involved in some hokey tribute, or are you actually going to get out there and goof around?
No, we're not doing a tribute. We're just doing our thing. Kevin wrote a little thing for us that we're doing, and...
Things
it can't be that funny, you know. I mean, I've never seen anybody go up there and do like a great funny bit.
Have you already picked out what you're going to wear on the Emmys?
I think so. This is really hard for women because they've asked us to dress down. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I still want you to do that. They're still going for that. So the guys aren't going to be wearing tuxes again?
I don't know about the guys because again, I'm selfish and I only care about what I have to do. But
of course.
I've gone through like 30 or 40 fittings for dresses, and you know they've asked us to dress down, which I think is good because it should be just kind of toned down thing, you know. And it's very hard for women. It's like, oh, but if you wear a suit, then it looks like you're going to a business.
All right, but honey, hold on. I got an idea for
Pocahontas outfit. Pocahontas outfit.
Pocahontas. This is the hypocrisy of it, though, if you'll allow me to say this. The fact that, you know, the Hollywood community, They still, you know, they got to get their statuettes.
Yeah.
So they're going to have the show so that they can get a statue for being on TV.
Right.
But at the same time, well, we can't wear fancy clothes.
Yeah, they ought to go all the way.
It's, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, but they toned it down. We're not having it at the Shrine. It's at the Schubert Theater. It's very, it's really low key. So to show up in these gowns with cleavage and sparkles and things.
Yeah, but honey, you're all there. It's just a giant circle, J.O. I mean, why not dress up for it?
Yeah, I think that people ought to go for it. Go all the way and, you know, it's a diversion is really what it is. I mean, people watch the show, you know, right. For entertainment. And it ought to be entertaining. I think that's, you know, we've certainly tried to get back to doing what we do, and yeah. I think that's what people want.
Do you have any idea what kind of pantsuit Ellen DeGeneres is going to be wearing?
I do not know. Have that information.
How much you want to bet she wears earth tones?
Yep.
And her earth shoes?
Tan.
Yeah, that.
No, probably black.
Yeah, so I think she'll wear black. I don't think she'll wear earth tones. Yeah, it's not really the right tone for that.
She'll wear a black boy's suit.
I think she'll probably wear a black suit, I think.
Hey, listen.
She's funny. I like her.
Since all this stuff has happened with September 11th, didn't we read something like that the Scientologists were building a giant cave or a spaceship or something for you guys to go into? I mean,
really?
I think I saw your buddy Jenna Elfman, who was saying something like that, where you're just preparing things.
Don't be retarded.
Like,
No, really. Jenna Elfman was on.
Don't be ridiculous. She opened up a mission in San Francisco.
It wasn't a shelter or anything like that?
No, you schmuck.
Have you gotten together with John Travolta to discuss if bad stuff happens, like where you get on the ship?
No, I haven't gotten the memo. I'm very upset. I haven't gotten the Scientology memo on
it. You know, the fact remains, though, that you look at these Hollywood luminaries, like Leah, they are enormously successful. So maybe they know something. You know, and I know I'm always searching spiritually.
Yes.
Do you think I'd be a good Scientologist, Leah?
I think you would be.
Do you think it would go swimmingly?
I think it would go swimmingly, you and the Scientologist.
That'd be cool.
Did you ever see Battlefield Earth?
I did. Wasn't a fan.
No, not a strong fan.
Oh, well, good. Now, are you going to, like, be struck by lightning or something because you said that you didn't like Battlefield Earth?
No. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I might get... No.
How is Angelo?
Angelo is great. He's being very, very good to me.
Is he really?
How so?
Yeah.
How so?
He's just being very nice. I don't know what's going on with him.
Mm.
He's just being very, very nice and attentive.
Nice and attentive.
I'm going through the security check at Sony. You should see this. There's like 30 people here, and they're checking the trunks of every car and blah, blah. They go, this is what they do to me. They go, good morning, Leah. I go, good morning. They go, can we see your ID?
Yeah, right. Even though they know it's you.
That's funny.
Even though they know it's you. Hey, listen.
I do not. Okay, wait. I'm pulling up to one of the security
guys. Oh, cool. We'll listen.
Okay. Hi. You want to do something? Sure. Go ahead and look in the back. Could you imagine?
So they're looking in the back of your car now?
Right now, they're looking in the back of my car.
That is very cool.
He wants me to unlock the door. There you go. It's unlocked now. Okay. Could you imagine this? Good morning, Leah. And they check
the phone. Wait till they find the head back there. The head and the legs.
Thank you so much. What?
I said, wait till they find the disembodied head back there.
But you know what's funny? Like, it's just ridiculous to me. It's like, okay, I work here. I mean, this is obvious. There's only a billboard up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you mean there's a big billboard for King of Queens right there?
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. May we check the back, please?
Exactly. They asked me, what's in the black bag? I go, a computer. I go, but if it wasn't, I mean, do you think I would tell you that? I mean, that's the silliness.
It's funny.
And I'm always trying to get to the bottom of it. I go, who's your supervisor? And I go, let me ask you a question. So when they ask me what's in the black bag, and I go, computer, I mean, do they just take my word for it? Or he goes, oh, it's just, you know, whatever the word.
Is it true what you're saying? And I think I'm reading between the lines. I mean, go for it or don't go for it. You know, either do the full screening or don't. I mean, is that how you feel about
it? Don't ask me. Just look. Take my word for it. I mean, I don't get it.
I think everybody that travels feels the same way, that it's kind of like, you know, we're ready for the rights to go out the window. We'd like it to be more intense. Actually.
How would you feel at the Emmy Awards about wearing a French maid's uniform? Do you think that would be, or how about a Catholic schoolgirl uniform?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'll think about that one. Yeah. That That might go over swimmingly.
Swimmingly. Plaid skirt, like with the thigh-high socks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Right. Just
that
a
might
white
be a
top.
Good idea. I don't know. I need to check on that.
What about, like, a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit?
That might be cute. That might be cute.
Continuing on the Halloween theme.
You know, I know what she's going to wear. She's going to wear a non-revealing, long, black dress. Because she will want to assimilate with the other Hollywood types who are dressing the same way.
Right. Yeah. Do you have any...
Don, you're so right, because I am going to wear black.
You are?
But a cocktail dress.
Do you have a read on what everybody's doing? Do you get that kind of information so you know how to, you know, go along with what everybody's doing with the look? Or do you have to kind of just guess?
No, it was in a memo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like I know that everybody's kind of doing what they've requested.
But you can dress...
There's going to be a few little... I'm sure there'll be a few starlets that go, damn it, I'm going to wear this, you know, regardless.
Are you going to show any cleavage?
I gotta do something. I just can't wait.
Right. Yeah, because I think you owe that. I think all the stars, the attractive stars, owe that to America. And really, is there anything, they say dressing down, but you can still dress down and dress sexy.
All right, well, I'll try to show a little. I don't want to be disrespectful to what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be the one who shows up.
Well, anybody in this room thinks cleavage is disrespectful.
Are you going to be on that, awful show with Joan Rivers?
Oh, she'll probably catch me, right?
They're not doing that this year. Oh, they're not doing that this year?
Really? Joan Rivers and Melissa Rivers are doing a pre-show.
What are you wearing? Really? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing? Who are you wearing this year? Melissa, let's go back to...
Abuse me, I'm sure.
No, I know they are because they tried to book Joan and Melissa as guests on this show.
Oh, so it's back
on. Really?
Yeah.
Actually, Joan is going to be standing in front of two little eyelets with hooks that will be hooked to the back of her, right behind her ears, pulling the face as tight as humanly possible.
Listen, I know you've done this.
A note of her happening on your show?
No, who wants to have her on? I mean, really. Come on, what are we going to ask?
I think you guys would be funny with her.
What are we going to ask Joan Rivers, Christ, and Melissa? Please, what am I going to say to Melissa? What was it like when your mom made you replay your dad's suicide for the TV movie?
Oh, stop.
Now, come on, that's true.
I think she's...
What? Hello?
She's in the parking garage.
Oh, damn it, because I'm just getting to the important part.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, here's the thing. I would never ask you during the Emmy Awards to say hi to us, because that's a big deal. But if you're out there with Joan and with Melissa, will you just say hi to us?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God bless you. You're so sweet.
Thank you. That would be wonderful. We
haven't had any national TV exposure in a while, and it'd be wonderful.
That's that you said hello to us on Craig Kilborn.
She's gone.
Is she gone?
In the garage. You'll have to email it to her.
She's gone. Hold on. Are you there?
No, she's in the probably in that parking garage there.
Are you there?
In and out. No.
Today. Hello? I'm going to email you, right? Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey,
there you are. You're back. All right, good.
What happened?
We lost your cell. Are you in the garage?
No, I'm in the studio now.
Oh, you're in the studio. Okay, big, heavy. Yeah.
Do you got your thing there? Do you got your...
I got it right here.
All right, hold on. I'm going to send you a message right now.
All right.
Hold on.
And by the way, I heard the caller. The Yankees do not suck.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
Okay? They pretty much don't suck.
That's right.
Okay? Bottom line.
Hold on. Let's see how long it takes you to get this message.
All right, let me see.
Hold on. I'm just sending it right now. Okay.
That's cumbersome, isn't it, with those tiny little keys?
There you go.
I love this thing.
Enter.
I love this
thing. Send message. You know what? Can I send it in the radio station? Oh, message transmitting.
Okay.
I just sent you a message. Start the clock.
Takes a minute.
It'll take a second to get through.
So you're in the studio already.
Now, Mike, I'm going to let me see if I can show you. I don't think I can show you because it says message transmitting now.
Okay, well, we'll just have to wait.
I'm going to write down.
You're going to jot it down what you wrote to her?
It was nothing dirty.
Okay. And now Leah's phone is breaking up again.
Hello.
Now we hear you.
All right. Well, how come I'm not getting it yet?
Well, hold on. It's going to get there. Mike is going to now secretly tell the audience what... He's going to tell the audience secretly what the message is. Mike.
Audience members, the message that Don just sent to Leah says, love you long time.
That is the secret message that Don has sent to Leah, and now we'll see if she gets it. Once again, love you a long time.
All right, that's the message that was sent to Leah on her little pager thing.
Uh-huh.
We're waiting over a minute. Can you get messages there in your, wherever you are, the garage?
She's in the studio.
Hello? Hello?
Oh,
you're going to her room. She's going to her room.
Yeah.
She's got a hired line there.
All right, good. And that means we got a real tape on that horse Joan Rivers.
Oh, boy.
Sunday
I'd be
night.
Watching it anyway.
Oh, Melissa.
Oh, horse face.
All right, that's gone.
She's gone. All right, hold on. Let me try the number in her dressing room to see if, in fact, she has received my instant message page thing.
Of love you long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be nice she says hi to us with that old bag Joan Rivers. She said she was in her thing, right?
In her room. She said she was going to her room, right?
Yep, hold on. We got her back on line five. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Did you get the message yet?
Yeah, I'm writing you back.
Hold on. Well, now you got to tell everybody what I wrote to you so that they know that it works.
Love you a long time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Love you long time.
That was a fun little technological experiment. It went swimmingly.
Love you long time. All right.
Wait.
Are you sending one back now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, let me go to mail. Let me know when you send it.
I did already.
Oh, you sent it, okay.
Yeah,
I don't have it yet. Okay.
I can't believe you don't know your address.
I don't. That's one of the, Leah sent me a thing yesterday.
You don't know your address in your little mini thing?
No, it's got like 8. Well, how do you write to me then? Because I get your message.
I only reply to you.
Oh?
Because I just hit reply.
Hold on, let me see, is this it? No? No, here's one that she sent yesterday to me, though. I'm good, baby. What the F-U-C? I can't seem to get a hold of you guys. I asked Charlie to fax me where you guys are so I could put you on my website.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah, I wanted a readout of, like, where you air in each city so that I could put it on my website. Because I get a lot of email going, how come you never mentioned Don and Mike?
Well, you will. Now you promise you will when you talk to the old cow?
Yes, I definitely will.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. Something to look forward to.
We thank you for that. I'm still not.
Yeah, she has me on.
Well, she'll have you on. You're a major star.
Didn't you do something for that exclamation point network already?
Just did that thing, my life story kind of deal.
No, it didn't. Yeah. You did that Grammy thing, right?
No, that was for VH1.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say for the mic. Well, they'll probably grab you. I mean, you got to make the appearance.
By the way, they did not ask me back to do it again.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Well, F them. What do they know?
You got any Quaker Steak commercials coming up?
No, not anymore.
Anything else?
I did it. I mean, I did that one, another one.
Really?
Which aired. Why, you like them?
I love the Quaker Steak.
Yeah.
I think
Why?
They're fantastic. Because I told you that a long time ago. You're perfect for those. You combine a swimming sexuality.
Wow, there's that word again.
With a certain mechanical toughness.
When are you guys coming to visit?
When are we coming to visit? When are you coming to, when are you coming to visit?
Yeah, you know how I feel about flying. Hey, listen, how come you wanted to talk to Nicole Sullivan?
Nicole Sullivan? Oh,
yeah.
Because she's funny. That's a good. That's a chick from Mad TV.
Ah,
right.
Yeah, she's that's one of my favorite shows. I love Mad TV.
One new message. Here we go.
2 minutes, 7 seconds.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
It says, "No, I love you long, long time." More to text message.
No, I love you more long time. What?
That doesn't. I love you. Well, no, it came like this.
Long time more.
No, it says I. Oh, you're right. No, it says, no, I love you long time more.
Long time more.
All right.
Mouth.
So that's it from TV's Leah Remedy.
No, but we like that Nicole Sullivan. She's fantastic.
Well, she's got some role on, what was it, a one-episode deal on King of Queens?
No, she's been on the show like 3 or 4 times now. Do you like her? So she's okay? She's acceptable?
Yeah, she's definitely better than, you got rid of Ricky Lake, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with her.
Well, she hasn't been on the show, right?
No, but she's also, I think, just had a baby, or is gonna about to have a baby.
Wow. Oh, and we have tape of that birth. Here it is right now.
I think she gives birth every morning about 7:30.
That went swimmingly.
All right, well, listen, have a great show this week. We'll watch you on the Emmys on Sunday night.
Thank you.
On CBS. And please mention us to the horse.
I will. I love you guys.
All right, love you too, Leah.
Love you too. Bye, Leah.
All right,
bye,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Leah.
There she is.
Leah.
favorite Remini.
TV star, Leah Remini.
Show doing very, very well. Very, very successful.
Very strong. It sure is. And she'll mention us to the horse and the horse's daughter. We got to break. Oh, that Leah. You know what? She's just people.
Just people.
Just people. Leah Remini. Be right back. Oh, when we last left off with John. Back that tape up just a little bit, Robbie.
Oh, he was meeting Carol.
Yes, John was at the homo Halloween parade in Greenwich Village last night.
We're with the Don and Mike show on WNEW. We're taping this for broadcast. Okay, what is your name?
Carol.
All right, that's where we left. That's where we left off, and that's where we'll pick it up right after this. And we've not given away the key yet for the Mercedes.
No.
So keep listening.
And Mike Show.
You honor me by giving me gas.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
That's the national number, 877-365-3636 in Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
What is it? Ponderous, man.
Brian, I heard you the first time, Casey.
Proudly wearing their rock kings, Don and Mike.
Now listen, we're giving away a Mercedes.
Oh, boy.
For Christmas, it's the 2002 Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe. Mm. That is a hot little rod. It is the hottest new car from Mercedes. You want to go buy one of these babies? 6 month waiting list.
Right.
We're giving it away courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T.
They're good people, just people.
Go to www.simplywireless.com. Key party Friday, December 14th at the grand opening of the Fairfax Simply Wireless store on 10334 Main Street here in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah, very close to our studios. Looking forward to that.
We have 29 shows before the key party. We're going to be giving away one key every day. So if you listen to the whole show and you behave yourself, we have 29 people on December 14th, mm-hmm. each of them with a shot
mm-hmm.
at winning the car. A beautiful Mercedes. We never get anything decent to give away at all on this show. We finally got a Mercedes courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T, and we thank them. We have not yet given away today's key.
And as you mentioned, very important to pay attention to the show today.
Yep. Well, every day, but today in particular. Hello, Don and Mike.
Not really every day. Today would be a real day.
Hello.
You know, well, most days you can just kind of listen half-assed.
Yeah. Yeah, today's the only day really to pay attention.
Right.
The next month and a half.
Yeah, it's not like there's anything of value you're going to pick up. You know what I mean?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, this is Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
Hey, I've been trying to tell you all a joke, but the guy wouldn't let me, so I had to tell him something else to get on the line.
That's always a very good way to enlighten us when the screeners don't let you through.
Now, listen, the only way you can tell a joke on the air is if you give us your phone number.
Your phone number you're calling from.
And we call you back. And if we actually laugh at the joke, then great. Then you've enlightened us all. But if the joke's not funny, we give out your phone number.
Oh, come on, man. This is a good
one. No, now, hold on, sir. We explained it very clearly. There is no negotiation. That is the way it works. You either give us your phone number, then you can tell your joke, or we part as friends.
I mean, really what it comes down to is how strongly you feel about your material.
Right. But you will not be allowed to tell the joke unless you give us your phone number. To broadcast on the air if we don't like the joke.
Oh, I can't do that, man.
See, the joke's not that good. We knew it. We knew it. All right, see you later.
Not good enough.
Bye-bye. Now, last night, of course, was Halloween, and we sent our very own John, who is our producer at WNEW, we sent him to Greenwich Village for the big homo Halloween parade. We sent him out with a tape recorder, and where we last left off, John was talking to a wonderful man named Carol. And let's pick that up again, please.
Hello, I'm Carol.
Okay, what is your name?
Carol.
Carol. Can you please describe your outfit for us?
I'm the world's oldest and sexiest cheerleader.
And what colors are you wearing and what kind of shoes are you wearing?
A black skirt with red and white split pleats, the black, red, and white top, matching earrings,
And, of course, all the accessories to go along with it.
There's a lot of aspiring cross-dressers here tonight. Do you have any advice for them?
Oh, you can't believe what happened when the sun went down today. You just won't believe it.
Do you have any advice for them?
Go home. You're out of your league.
Anything they should wear and they shouldn't wear?
No, nothing.
We have four artists. We'd like your opinion of them, if we could.
There we go. Here's the quiz.
Sorry about that. Two guys started tuning their guitars. We have four singers. We like your opinion on them if we could. Barbara Streisand.
Singers ago.
Done.
Judy Garland.
Overripe.
Cher.
She has her moments.
And Nathan Lane.
Oh, my hero.
Today's modern gay icon.
A couple more questions. I want to know why you're out here in the cold in the parade and not watching the Yankees in the World Series tonight.
You've got to be kidding. The Yankees? Who are they?
Goddamn.
You're not a big Yankee fan at all?
No. We Happy? Don't care about the Yankees.
Those
we
that
don't
Johnny lingers on the Yankee thing. It's very hard for him to handle.
Happy Halloween. He's uncomfortable.
We don't care. Where they? Are they in town? No. We don't care.
You never checked out Derek Jeter once?
No.
You never checked his ass out once?
No.
Have you checked out the performance of the Big Unit this weekend?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You haven't watched the Big Unit at all this weekend?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to be on the radio.
Johnny.
You're all here? Hi, we're with the Don and Mike show on WNEW. We're taping this for broadcast. What is your name?
My name is Mimi Bobek.
And can you describe your costume for us, please?
Well, I'm a Statue of Liberty this year.
And what is that in your hand? What does that say?
Fight me, Osama.
And why are you wearing this costume this evening?
Well, I was going to do Mimi Bobek anyway. Then after the towers collapsed, I thought, let me do something more patriotic. And this is what came to mind.
Patriotic.
Is this a Scottish gay man?
I don't know.
It's very hard. This accent is difficult to place.
Mini Bobo.
Mini Bobek, and there seems to be a trace of Scotsman in there.
Mini Bobek.
Mimi Bobek, which
Mimi
I think
Bobek?
Is the character on the Drew Carey show. The big woman, I think.
Oh, all right. That's her whole name?
I believe so, yes.
All right.
Mimi Bobek.
We're totally off base then on this.
Yeah, get in the building.
There's no other real national monument that you could actually be.
There's a lot of aspiring cross-dressers out here. Do you have any advice for them?
Be very careful how you do your makeup. Very good lighting.
Do you have any clothing advice at all?
You don't have to wear underwear, Joan.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you about the four singers. We want your opinion on them.
Singers. Nathan Lane's a singer.
He can sing.
Barbara Streisand.
Singer.
Gag. Judy Garland. Gag. Cher.
Can we talk about someone in this century?
How about Nathan Lane?
Can I get a sack to vomit in? I mean,
I want to know why you're out here tonight and not
very
in the bar.
How can a gay man dress as a woman at a Halloween parade not like either Barbara Streisand, Judy Garland, Cher, or Nathan Lane?
Don, how can a straight man hate Drew Barrymore?
Okay, touche.
Touche!
There you go.
In the World Series.
I don't like baseball or football, whatever the World Series is.
You've never checked out Derek Jeter.
Pardon?
You never checked out Derek Jeter?
Who is that?
Exactly.
He's on the Yankees.
Oh, I don't even know what he looks like. He's got a really great ass.
They all have big fat asses.
And I'm starting to get a little worried about Johnny here.
Yeah,
Johnny's it. Getting more enthusiastic about Derek Jeter's ass.
Back it up. He's got a Johnny says he's got a great ass.
He's got a great ass.
Trying to sell it.
And then I think the other guy says they all got big fat asses, right?
I'm gonna get mixed up with that bitch.
Cause he got a great ass.
Okay, listen to John again.
He's on the Yankees. I don't even know what he looks like.
He's got a really great ass.
They all have big fat asses.
Oh.
Is it? I don't know.
Check it out.
I'll look one day.
And have you seen the performance of the Big Unit this weekend, and what do you think?
Big what?
The Big Unit.
What is the Big Unit?
Have you seen it? Do you know anything about the Big Unit at all?
No,
nothing about the performance of the Big Unit.
Nope.
No. Okay, thank you very much.
I am a big fan of the total indifference to the World Series.
Right.
We thought we'd get some response from the big unit questions.
Yes. Think so.
This is a group called the Towel Band. They're all wearing towels on their heads and over their shoulders, and they have instruments. Wait, and I think they're going to do a song. Hold on. Wait. This is a live performance on the streets of New York City by the Towel Band, live on WNEW for the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God damn.
God bless America.
Fine work. Thank you very much.
What's in that cave?
Thank you. That was the Towel Band, everybody.
Poor John.
Yeah, you're rolling. All right, this is John here for the Don and Mike Show. I'm standing in the middle of group number 7, ready to go and hit the road. There is a huge, huge, huge tampon about a foot away from me.
Oh.
And unfortunately, I think it's that time. And it's not a pretty picture. People are trying to stay as far away from him as possible. I see there's a Dorothy here.
Oh, Dorothy.
Who looks like she's playing for the Jets next week. Jerry Garcia is right in front of me. Hey, Jerry, what's up, man? How are you? Let's see. We got Satan in front of us. And we got Robin in front of me wearing tights that are way, way too short. Way too short. There's no way Burt Ward could possibly fit into this costume.
That must be like the gay Batman and Robin you were asking for, Mike.
There they are.
And the Scooby-Doo gang is in front of us. There's Scooby and Daphne. It's an unbelievable sight. We're going to go find some more people right about now to talk to.
All right,
be on the radio tomorrow.
Here we go. John continues.
Be on the radio tomorrow.
In Greenwich Village.
Hey, we're taping this for broadcast for the Don and Mike Show on WNEW.
Uh-huh.
So all across the country, you'll be heard all across the nation. Could you please describe your costume for us?
I miss chest pest. That means that my spiders and my breasts are just a pain in the behind.
What happened there? Now we seem to be in a dining establishment.
Balls and the American fly, Statue of Liberty.
Just to help out, he's got a huge Statue of Liberty on his head, covered with about...
I don't know. All I know is that we had the guy who had the spiders on his boobs.
Yeah, and it's something about the spiders biting him in the... Then it got just completely thrown away.
It's a 35-40 flags. Has an ass covered by the American flag. Is that your actual ass, or is that a prosthetic ass?
No, it says, I take a lot of rice and beans, but it's just coming, you know, bigger, bigger, and bigger.
Is that your actual front as well?
It's only front.
We want to ask you an opinion of some singers.
All right, now, unfortunately, we have no idea who this guy is or what this guy looks like.
No, but I bet he likes sword fighting.
He's got a big old ass, though. All right, here, he's going to answer the question.
What do you think? Barbara Streisand.
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful lady. I like the...
Judy Garland.
Oh, it's great.
It's
obvious, but it's great. I love him.
How about Ricky Martin?
Oh, it's just... Now it's the best.
Cher?
Yes, Cher, Madonna, and I like 70s and everything. It's just great music.
So why are you out here tonight and not watching the Yankees in the World Series?
Oh, this is the great job.
He never says what it is.
No.
This is a great.
Madonna. Great.
One more question. What do you think of Derek Jeter?
No, I don't know.
Not a great.
And there's a lot of aspiring cross-dressers out here tonight, as you can see. Do you have any advice for an aspiring cross-dresser?
No.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Thank you very much.
Well, you come with this aspiring.
We're part of the parade now.
Yeah. We've gone from just interviewing people in the parade to actually being in the parade.
Oh,
we are now working our way up the route, not on the sidelines, but actually in the dead center of the parade.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Listen to
we have people right in the middle.
They have a whole pickup truck filled with a band.
He's in the parade.
We have Rudy Giuliani holding hands with some other guy right in front of us. Not the actual Rudy Giuliani. Of course. Elvis is standing on top of a truck.
Okay, Elvis.
Someone who looks like Axl Rose for television is right in front of us. He just walked by. I hope I got the mic flag in the shot, actually. That would be a really nice shot. To be on Metro TV, actually. Spider-Man is in front of us. A chicken is in front of us. Let's see. What else we got here?
All gays.
We have the Statue of Liberty on the back of an actual army truck. It looks like being pulled all the way down the street. It's just an unbelievable scene. We're going to find some other people to talk to in a couple seconds.
John swallowed up in the middle of this.
John just totally out of his element.
So now you've been represented in the parade in Greenwich Village.
This is good.
Halloween. It's a good thing.
All right. Is there more, Robbie?
I'm sending more. I'll be back in one minute.
All right, let's hear her.
Great. I know, understand.
Madonna.
She's great.
We're with the Don and Mike Show on WNEW, heard all across the country. We're taping this for broadcast tomorrow. What is your name?
My name is Cindy.
And
who does that sound like?
Yeah.
Who does that? Replay that, yeah. And I want everybody to guess who that sounds like.
Hey, hold on.
What is your name?
My name is Cindy.
It's Rob Spiewak.
It is.
Not me.
Rob, were you up there last night? Rob is Cindy.
Back it up, Robbie.
Rob,
my name is Cindy.
What's your name?
My name is Cindy.
It's him. Very close.
Hello.
He's right.
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
My name is Cindy.
And could you describe your costume for us, please?
I'm a brownie.
You're a Girl Scout.
I'm a Girl Scout.
Oh, God
damn. But I'm not a Girl Scout yet. I'm going to be a brownie. I'm going to be a Girl Scout in a couple of years. I'm only 9.
Were you ever, at one point, an actual Girl Scout?
Not yet, but I'm working towards it.
And why are you wearing a brownie outfit tonight? Why did you decide to wear that?
Because I love my uniform. I want to be in it all the time.
I see on your Girl Scout uniform you have a Monica Lewinsky patch. What is the significance of that?
Oh, I love Monica. Monica's my hero.
Oh, God. I also see a pot patch as well. Did you earn that, or did you just find that?
I've earned it. You had to smoke 2 ounces before you could get a patch. And I did, with me and my girlfriend.
We want to ask you your opinion of some singers now. What do you think of Judy Garland?
Oh, I adore Judy.
What do you think of Barbara Streisand?
I adore Barbara.
How about Cher?
I adore Cher.
How about Ricky Martin?
I adore Ricky.
There's a lot of aspiring cross-dressers out here tonight. Do you have any advice for them?
Hold on, what's happening?
Cross-dressers?
Yeah, you are wearing a Girl Scout uniform, you realize.
Oh, yes. Well, you got me speechless.
Why are you out here and not watching the World Series?
The what?
How many of these homos guys are going to say, when we say the World Series, y'all go,
what?
The what?
The what?
The what?
Is something going on?
The series.
The what?
What do you think of Derek Jeter? Anthrax just showed up.
Oh,
terrible.
What
do you think of Derek Jeter?
Must be some guy dressed like his Anthrax.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Huh?
What do you think of Derek Jeter?
I don't even know who that is.
You should really check out his ass sometime. It's fabulous.
There's Johnny.
John again with the ass.
Ad lib.
They're winning him over. Check out his ass as he's talking to Cindy Spiewak.
Check out his ass. It's fantastic.
You should really check out his ass sometime. It's fabulous.
Oh, I will. But I'm a Girl Scout.
And were you impressed with the performance of the Big Unit this weekend?
Who?
The Big Unit.
I don't know.
No experience with the Big Unit this weekend.
Okay.
None at all? Okay, thank you very much.
He's still fishing for that Big Unit joke.
Yeah, no one's bit on the Big Unit yet.
They want to say something, but then they don't know what to say.
God.
I like the big
time out here tonight, and I'm enjoying myself, selling my lights, and I got my man Diesel and my man Dexter with me, and we are early. We're kicking it tonight, and we're having a damn great time out here, and it's off to you, New York, New York.
That's my home, New York.
Where can we find the good drugs around here?
Good drugs, you can find them Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, right on Kingston and Fulton Street.
Yeah, but that's a little far. You got anything a little bit closer?
Yeah, we can go right down East to East. You find them right there by the freight stand, right there. The good drugs are right there.
Okay, we'll be bringing a guy named Joe a little bit later.
Tell him Miz sent you, M-I-Z.
All right, thanks, man.
My man, I'm about like...
Jesus, how about a light ass for Johnny?
Oh, God, this is hysterical.
Okay, is that it?
That's it. Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Hey, good job, Johnny.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Fantastic. Last night's activities in Greenwich Village.
Oh, my God.
Got another headache.
With John.
Yesterday was Joe trick-or-treating. Now I got Johnny at the parade.
John and everybody.
Just people.
Just people. That's all they are. Just people.
Nice. New York, New York. Yeah. And Cindy Spiewak. Jesus.
Look at me.
Lots of good ones. All right, listen.
Oh, man.
Thank you again, John, for going down to the village last night to cover that for us. We have one more round trip airfare for two anywhere in the contiguous United States to give away.
Very good.
Courtesy of Orbitz.com. Mm-hmm. You can use this for the holidays if you want. You got some time. I mean, you want to go down to Florida, you want to go to California, whatever.
Great.
Here's how we're going to be giving away our last round trip airfare from Orbitz.com. Okay? It's that all-time favorite, The Big Lie.
Here's a king you're gonna like, a some poor gal or guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who'll bare their soul to Dynamite and tell them their big lie.
All right, now this simple game.
This is so simple.
You gotta lie. You've lied to somebody. Your wife, your husband, your brother, your mother, your father, your sister, your boss, whatever. You call us up, the national number, 877-365-3636. From D.C., call 202-432-1067. You tell us the lie. You tell us the lie. You say, hey, I lied about so-and-so.
Right.
We'll pick the lie that we find to be the most offensive. Then what we do is we call the person up who you've lied to, and we make you tell them that you've lied to them and tell them what you told them.
And then two good things happen.
Tell them what you haven't told them, rather.
Number one, you've purged your soul. You've gotten this off your chest after hopefully many years. And number two, you get a fabulous prize in the process.
Yes, hey. Round trip coach airfare for two from Orbitz.com anywhere in the contiguous U.S. United States. Visit Planet Earth via Orbitz.com. So if you want to play The Big Lie, let me just say, this is big in trailer parks.
Yeah, very popular among people with very few teeth. I should also say that many times on The Big Lie, it will be necessary at the end of the game for you to give your prize to the person that you've lied to.
Yes.
It happens occasionally.
Yeah, depending on the lie. So if you got a lie, call us now, and what you got to do is make sure you give us the phone number where we can reach the person who you've lied to.
Don't lie while you're telling us the big lie.
Call us at 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067. The Big Lie lies straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. You may go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on.
Watch your asshole.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, come on. We're not giving away the first key yet for the Mercedes-Benz C230. The Compressor Sports Coupe, the hottest car from Mercedes with a six-month waiting list for the car. We're going to give away a key before the end of the show today. Tomorrow, are you ready for this? Oh, what a POA she is. Melissa Stark.
All right.
From Monday Night Football. She'll be on the show tomorrow. Charlie Stossel and a still-to-be-determined alternate point of view on at the movies.
That will be every female sideline reporter in back-to-back, won't it, that we've actually had on the show?
Cool.
We've got them all covered.
Mm-hmm. Also, the brand-new low-budget Jeopardy. And tomorrow, for the first time ever taking the sex quiz on this show, a guy we all like, Kiefer Sutherland.
Ooh.
So that'll be on tomorrow's episode.
Got a great ass. Got a great ass, Rob.
Before we start the big line, I know people are lining up to tell us the big lie to win the airfare. I want to call Lisa Herndon in because I'm not going to rat you out on the big lie that you just told me about, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
However, there is exciting news that Lisa just blurted out to me in the hallway.
First of all, Mom, turn off the radio for a second. Okay. You know how we always talk about that there's one thing that I don't like to do?
For her, yes. Boyfriend, yes. Dumb Nick.
Smart, handsome, loving, funny, cute Nick.
Yeah. You know, she doesn't like to, gobble.
And last night he was dressed as Justin Timberlake.
Yes, he was.
And?
Well, you know, I did.
And not only that, but?
I did to completion.
Oh, wow.
Did to completion.
Not completion. Completion. Like.
What is that? Completion.
There are two different things, you see.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean?
Completion to his completion.
I mean, there are two today. When we're talking about.
Are you talking about
subject,
speckling?
Yeah, no, I am talking about.
I'm ingestion?
Yes, thank you.
Negative,
oh, okay.
All right, then, no, I'm sorry, honey.
Technically, that was not completion.
No.
Oh, man.
No. Sorry.
Forget it.
But it gives you something to shoot for.
Ah. Yeah.
Oh.
So what happened? What, did he have to use a handkerchief or something?
Well, I'm not going to go into detail. Man, so that doesn't count?
No, I think Don had thought that the...
Yeah, when you said to me in the hall, I said, did you get your kids have a good time? I said, yeah.
We've used that word. That completion word has been used for different things. Like when we were talking about the pumpkins,
yeah,
completion meant something else.
Yeah, but completion in this case would mean,
yes,
you know...
There's no evidence whatsoever.
That's right. You eat the evidence.
Well, no.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.
Well... Thanks for bringing me down a notch.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Turn the radio back on.
Yeah, Mom can turn the radio back. Well, she's listening and she hears this. I mean, she's had it on the whole time.
Yeah.
Which she probably did anyway.
Great.
And don't worry.
You're having trouble receiving WAVA.
Don't worry. She's. Yeah, Mom, if you're listening, Mrs. Herndon, she's still your good little girl.
She is, too. Absolutely.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Her tummy's still virginal.
Oh.
Wow.
Ew. Ew. Wonderful.
Okay. All right. Yeah, one of these days. One of these days, old Dumb Nick's going to get what's really coming to him.
Sure. Could result in food poisoning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start.
Or lowering of her IQ.
This stupidity ain't catching, Mike.
That's right. Let's start the big lie. We're giving away airfare for anywhere in the contiguous United States from Orbitz.com.
Wow.
We're going to go through it. And, you know, it's a very rare occasion when we... Like, right out of the chute, but let's dive into it at 877-365-3636 at 202-432-1067.
Oh, I love this music.
Let's go down to, let's start with Robin from Bronxville. Robin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Robin.
How are you? Yeah, pretty much what happened was about 2 years ago, I was living with my brother here in Bronxville, and we had a pair of ferrets. And
here we go with the big lie always.
You can't use the S word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, anyway, they pulled like factories. And
all right, now hold on. I don't know how much of that got deleted.
Start over,
out.
Yeah.
Start over, but don't use the S word.
Okay, well, in any event, I lit a candle to get rid of the smell by their... cage.
By the ferrets, because the ferrets...
Hold on,
sir. Stop. Robin, you're going to have to take a deep breath occasionally, okay?
Start all the way over again, because when you said the S word, I don't know how much of what you said got deleted out, so start at the beginning of your story.
Very beginning.
All right, me and my brother, about 2 years ago, lived in an apartment here in Bronxville, and we had a pair of ferrets that I used to lit a candle by to keep the smell out, you know? And one day we both went to work, I left the candle there.
Where were your ferrets? Can I ask you a question? Were your ferrets named D and A?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
They were actually by the Beastie Boys. But anyway, what happened was I left the candle there. We both ended up going to work, and I got a phone call from my super saying the house was on fire. We ran over there, and the whole crap went up. I never... And the fire inspectors figured out that it was an electrical fire, so I never mentioned the thing to him.
Right, maybe so, it was an electrical fire.
All right, so what you're saying, the lie is that you and your brother had ferrets.
And to cover up the poop smell, you lit candles, and you left them on when you went to work. You left the candles lit when you went to work, and you think that the candles set your house afire.
Oh, no, I know it must have been the candles, because the fire started in my room, which is where the ferrets were.
And you never told your brother that you burned the house down?
I never said a word.
Burning houses down is strong.
That's always been a good one on this show. Burning down the house. All right, hold on. You're going to be a finalist.
Okay.
Incidentally, what grade did you make it through in school?
I'm actually a freshman in college, so I still haven't finished that out yet.
So you were on your own early.
Wow,
yeah.
You're drinking grammar?
All right. Hey, what's the 13th grade you go to? What college are you going to?
WCC, Westchester Community College.
Westchester Community, right. Very good.
You know their motto, me like good smart. Hold on.
It's actually the best community college in America.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm happy.
There you go. They got the best teachers there.
There you go.
And the lowest standards.
They got good students, too.
That's right.
He likes education. Robin, you're in the finals. Hold on a second. Anytime you get a guy who's burning down his house. Mm. That's always been successful for us on the
Big Lie.
Especially
when you do it by lighting candles to cover up the smell of ferret poop.
Let's go to Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great. Where are you from, Jamie?
I'm from Lorton, Virginia.
All right. What's your big lie there, Jamie?
Basically, when I was growing up, my parents had a parakeet that they really loved. And one day I hated the thing, and one day I was trying to take it out of the cage to kind of torment it. And as I was taking it out of the cage, the door to the cage fell on the thing's neck. And killed it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with it, so I just kind of left it laying on the floor. When my parents came home, the cat was eating it. And forever, they thought that the cat had killed it. And it was actually me.
No, just not thick enough.
No. Thank you, though, Jamie.
Thank you.
Be kind to animals.
I believe his lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was torquing up that stuff, too, about taking it out to torment it. I think he just killed it, and he was taking it out to play with it.
Tom!
Don, Mike, Buzz, Scott, Radio Gods.
Tom, where are you calling?
I'm calling from Edison, New Jersey. I live in Fairfield, New Jersey. Edison. I'm on my work phone.
Gotcha.
What is this, Slaughter Animal Day?
Listen, we're going to get a lot of that. We're going to get a lot of sex also.
Yeah. A lot of damaged cars.
Hopefully mine will qualify.
All right.
Well, I kind of told my this girl I've been dating for a while that I was going to be coming home late because I got held up at work. I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what I did was I wound up going over to this other girl that I'm kind of dating. She works at a go-go bar.
Yeah.
And she introduced me to one of her friends that, one of her dancers that likes to be spanked. And she took me to a nice little secure location where I could do that to her for a good portion of the evening.
Spank her?
That and a few other things. But I didn't get to the Derek Jeter home run, if you know what I mean.
So you didn't hit a home run, you just went and spanked a stripper.
Let's say a little bit more went on, but I really
did she do stuff to you?
She let her fingers do the walking?
Sure, her fingers did the walking, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine kind of like grazed the white pages, but didn't get to the yellow pages.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, so we gotta...
She was a little impressed by the spanking, so she called in two other girls to... have me give him a shot, too.
Oh, my God. All right, so let me get the lie here now.
Okay.
The lie is...
I'm really beat. It's Halloween. I really want to go out, but, you know, I'm exhausted.
Oh, this is just last night?
Yes.
Wow. So you said that you were tired and you didn't want to go out, but you were actually tired and late getting home because you were out spanking strippers.
Well...
And getting spanked by strippers.
Well, no, I did the spanking. They just did the enjoyment.
Was there any completion on your part? Did you get any kind
No,
of...
I'll tell you what, I came damn close. But
all right, you didn't. That's important.
All right.
It'll count.
Tom, hold on a second. So who is it we would be calling? Would be calling your girlfriend?
She's somebody who I've been involved with for a while.
Oh, wait a minute. Is she your girlfriend? Do you live with her?
I don't live with her.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying you were late coming home.
I was... Well, no. She... thought I was going to either come over or give her a call later on.
He doesn't even live with her.
Yeah, no. Not enough commitment.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks, though, Tom.
Thank you. A single guy, that's not in a committed relationship, out spanking strippers. Whoa!
Yeah. I mean, you got to at least be living with a girl. Hello, Chuck.
Yes, can I disguise my voice?
Pardon me, Chuck?
Can I disguise my voice?
No, don't disguise your voice. Where are you calling from, Chuck?
The D.C. area.
And, you're going to have to call the victim of your lie... to win the prize anyway.
If you choose.
All right, what is the lie, Chuck?
I performed love to.
Chuck, stop talking with this phony fake.
I understand what he's saying. I like it. If he doesn't get his lie picked, he will want to remain anonymous.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
Like on TV when they have the blank screen.
Right. Exactly. Okay, don't do extraneous.
Pony Sally.
You know what? This sounds like Mike Landis.
Yeah.
A little. This is Mike Landis.
Oh, I sound like Mike Landis?
Is this the Mike Landis guy?
This is.
No, it is not, but I will continue my...
That's why he's disguising his voice.
I will continue my saga.
Yeah. Mike Landis, right now.
But if it's
he's laughing, that's why.
Yeah. If it's the Mike Landis guy, then he'd be burning his bridges with us
right.
by screwing with one of our contests.
Yes,
though.
He would.
That sounds right. Okay.
Wait, this is the Mike Landis guy.
No, it is not.
Okay, now let me tell you that if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we did have a guy who we were sure was the Mike Landis guy who won a contest.
Right.
A guy who worked at the Department of Justice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, that was not the Mike Landis guy.
What do you think?
I think this is the Mike Landis guy.
And I think that the whole thing of disguising his voice is not to protect himself, but so we won't figure out who it is. You're going to have to take the protective cover off your voice. And can we speak to
Tracy Neal?
Tracy Neal?
I'm not the Mike Landis man, but I...
yeah, this is the Mike Landis guy.
That's why he's laughing every time we say that.
You know, because today's the day after Wednesday. Gotcha, yeah, I'm back.
Oh, is that guy?
Wait a minute. Well, that opens up a whole thing. All the same
that
guy.
That means that guy might be the Mike Landis guy.
Absolutely, I wouldn't doubt it for a second. No. Same level.
Hello.
You know, let's examine that the day after Wednesday guy and compare him to the Mike Landis guy.
But how many
tricks do we get during those calls?
But the thing is, though, the today after Wednesday guy.
Yeah.
That guy's a retard, and the Mike Landis guy is actually funny sometimes.
He's funny, but with a very narrow appeal. You know what I mean? He does the same. Thing. Whenever we get him out of that narrow area, he's lost.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, are you giving away a Mercedes?
Yeah, oh, hold on a second. I got someone on line four. Hello?
That was very funny. I'm so glad you think it's me all the time calling.
Okay, so you're on another line. But
here we go again. I was having pumpkin love the other day.
All right, see, this is not the same guy as we just had on the phone.
No, it's not. It appears not to be.
All right.
That is so great, Mike, that you think it's me all the time.
Well, everybody did.
Yeah, I did, too.
I did, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
All right, go ahead.
I take back that part about you being a one-trick pony, though.
Exactly.
I'm sorry about that.
Is there anybody here you'd like to speak to as we are standing here talking?
Well, we got to get back to the big lie. I would like to know why Tracy Neal, though, it's in the paper today that Fox 5 anchor lady Tracy Neal is going to be off for 6 weeks because of surgery.
Why do you think? The show yesterday.
What do you mean the show yesterday?
I was eating her pie.
Oh, my.
Get out of
here. Oh, my God.
Get out of here, please. Let's go to Miguel. Hey, Miguel.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Where are you from, Miguel?
Me, I am from right now. I'm in Waldorf.
Waldorf, Maryland. All right. What's the line, Miguel?
All right. Let me ask you guys a question first. This is church anywhere, right? Because this is like a pretty big lie, and like I have to get it out anyway. So
anywhere in the contiguous United States, and that means anywhere except Alaska or Hawaii.
Hate to be Mr. Crap Detector, but beware of the oversell, gentlemen. Beware of the oversell.
My brother and his girlfriend recently had a baby, like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And the baby is mine. Like, me and his girlfriend were together. And, like, I don't know. He says he always uses protection. It was like an accident baby. And when me and her... As if I didn't use a car.
All right, Mike is indicating his crap detector.
Oh, absolutely.
Big time here.
No, not even a shred of doubt.
Stand like rules!
Thank you.
All right,
glad we took care of that quickly.
All right, thank you. Do appreciate it. Let's go to Steve. Steve-O, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're okay.
Hey, I want to tell you a story about... I raise greyhounds. I rescue greyhounds from abused greyhound dogs.
Yes.
And my next-door neighbor, about 6 months ago, their daughters have a couple of bunny rabbits. Well, I had taken the dogs out late one night, and they got loose from me. 20 minutes later, they come back. One of the dogs is carrying a dead rabbit. So I panicked. I grabbed the rabbit, took the rabbit inside, cleaned the rabbit all up. Kid you not, cleaned the rabbit all up. There was blood and everything on it. Cleaned it up.
Hold on, here. Rob is here for
just,
a moment.
Just for grins, when you put the rabbit back in your neighbor's house, did they come over and say the weirdest thing happened? Our dead rabbit got dug up, or our dead rabbit showed up after we buried it all cleaned up?
Exactly.
So you're just telling an urban legend.
No, I'm not, because you're a dick.
Oh, yeah. good job, Rob.
Rob Spiewak with the crap detector.
Way to go, buddy.
Very nice, all Rob. Right. Well done.
Excellent. You're busted, Steve.
Well, but I think he's the Mike Landis guy.
No, I'm definitely not the Mike Landis guy.
I know you're not.
All right, goodbye, Steve.
All right.
Goodbye.
Yeah, right.
Good job, Rob.
Who knew a game like this would attract so many liars?
Hey, we still have Robin.
We still have Robin who burned the house down because he was trying to cover up Ferris.
Except that we got a problem with that. Robin, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh. You got to be 21 to win any contest.
Oh, really?
You got to be 21?
You got to be 21.
That's too bad.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
What if I pretend I'm 21? How about that?
Now you should have done that before you called in.
And you should have learned your lesson.
I should have learned my lesson.
Yeah, after you burned the house.
Well, I don't light any more candles for my dead ferrets, you know, because they're dead.
All right, well, listen, Robin, I can't give you the trip, but I will give you the Shrek prize pack. With the year-long rental card from Blockbuster. So you go to Blockbuster, get a DVD every week. Everybody else buy a rental card and get a free DVD or VHS copy of Shrek when it releases on video tomorrow. So, Robin, hold on a second.
Sure.
And that means that we are wide open.
We're wide open. We don't have a finalist yet.
Well, no, we don't. And we're still ready.
Very good.
Phone number 877-365-3636, or you're in D.C., 202-432-1067. I think by now you understand how it works.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard some of the lies. You've heard what we go for, what we don't go for. We'll pick one lie in this next round. Make the call and give someone round-trip airfare anywhere in America from Orbitz.com. And we've still not given away the key.
Yeah.
Key number one for the Mercedes, so stay tuned, and we will get right back to the big lie right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat, a-hole?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
That's a national number, 877-365-3636. You're listening to us in Washington, D.C. You're number 202-432-1067.
Here's Don and Mike.
All right. We're going to get this big lie thing going now. Went through an unsuccessful first round.
Yeah, it's going to sing this time. It's going to go swimmingly.
Let's go to round number two. Here is Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hey, stop this crazy thing. Where are you from, Jane?
I'm from Sterling.
Sterling, VA. Beautiful. And what's the lie, Jane?
Well, many years ago, I guess it was about 1986 or so, my husband had just bought a Bronco, a full-size Bronco.
Yeah.
And I was so nervous.
Don't worry, don't be nervous.
I had to go to a work party, and he stayed home, and I needed some gas in the vehicle, so I stopped at this little Quickie Mart, and I only had a couple bucks, and I didn't realize what pump I'd pulled up to, and I put diesel fuel in the engine.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I got to and from the party just fine. The next morning, the engine wouldn't start. It was puffing like smoke. And I told him that the vehicle must have been vandalized. And we were destitute at the time, so I had to take out a loan to have the engine replaced. And he's always been very upset about and wonders who vandalized the vehicle.
Yeah, but you took care of it, too. That's a very sweet thing to do. But obviously, we had to
take out the loan. It wasn't just me. You know, we had to search around and try to get
I believe Hello. This is one of those big lie things where somebody has been hesitant to come forward with this information, even though it doesn't sound that bad, but because of this prize, this person is finally motivated to come clean on this.
You know, it's, how long?
You know what? I don't even know what the prize is.
That's a crappy lie.
How long ago was this?
It was in 1986.
Honey, listen, statute of limitations. Say two Hail Marys in your final.
Are you still married to him?
Yes, we are.
Oh, just tell him tonight.
Just say two Hail Marys. Consider this like confessional.
Don't worry about it. Don't tell him.
All right.
Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Honey. Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you from?
I'm from Las Vegas.
All right, Chris, what's the lie?
Well, I'm ashamed to say the lie was to you guys.
The lie was to us.
Yes. About a year ago, we were playing To Tell the Truth.
Yeah.
And I called in saying that I had a company called Yum Yum Douche.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember.
Didn't we look it up on the web, though? Wasn't there really such a company called Yum Yum Douche?
No, because it doesn't exist. And so I know that Buzz is going to look it up on the internet and stuff too. So I want to apologize to everybody, but it's been with me now for a year, you know. And I'm thinking,
weak ass story is the best you can come up with.
But it's a true story.
Get out of here, please. Come on. I think at the time, didn't we have something like people call us up about the Yum Yum Douche?
Wasn't there a product that he sent or something?
Yeah, Buzz, look it up.
I'll try it again.
Try it now. And then do a Yahoo thing on there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, fine. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
Spring Lake, New Jersey.
All right, Chris, what's your lie?
I've been with my girlfriend about 3 years now, and I keep lying to her, saying the sex is all right.
Now let me just say, a lot of times the simplest lies are the best lies. Mm-hmm. Is she a bad lay?
I've had one before and it was all right, but I've been with this girl for a while and I've had better.
The sex is bad?
Yeah.
That is the funniest lie you may have ever gotten.
See, now listen, this is one
right
that's real. You really gotta think.
Yeah.
The guy called his girlfriend up and just said this. You've lied to her and told her what? Told her it's great?
I told her it's great, yeah.
What don't you like that she does? And what do you wish that she did more of?
It started out great, but then, you know, it's just the same old boring thing, never does anything new, stuff like that.
How long you been with her?
About 3 years.
3 years, and it's just not very exciting?
Correct.
Not a lot of innovation in the bedroom?
That's correct.
And when's the last time you lied and told her that the sex was great?
About a week ago.
About a week ago. Do you remember exactly what you said?
Well, she asked me how was that, and I said, it was the best I've ever had.
See, I kind of like this.
I'm with you.
I kind of like the dynamic of this.
I mean, you know.
To hear what the broad has to say.
Yeah. And is this a trip for two anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure is.
Okay.
All right, well, keep your crap detector on.
I you know, hell, I kind of believe it.
All right, Chris, hold on. We're going to get that number from you.
All right.
Hold on a second.
You know, it's the best I've ever had. It isn't.
Oh, big lie. Although, it's better, though, if he's like, just under the sex is awful.
Well, but he's being honest.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's being real honest, and, you know, maybe we can get to the bottom. Hey, who knows what she's going to say?
Hey, Joe, pick up line number three and get the information from that guy, Chris, in New Jersey. Hi, Gary?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, where are you from? Oh, Gary from Wheaton, Maryland. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
We're doing great. What's your lie, Gary?
Okay, well, my grandmother, she's passed away now, but she used to live with us when I was younger, and she would get a Social Security check every month, and my mom used to go to the bank and cash it for every Friday. Well, I used to manipulate my grandmother out of money, and my mother...
Wait, you used to manipulate your grandmother?
Whoa.
Yes, out of money.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell her lies and stuff to get money, and I used to go to the arcade and spend it. And it even got to the point where we went to the bank one night, and my mom cashed the check. The teller actually laid the money down on the counter, and I stole $50 right out of the pile. And when my mom countered it, she confronted the bank teller. They got in an argument, and the manager of the bank almost fired the teller, and my mom always thought it was the bank teller, but it was actually me that stole the money out of the pile.
This is about $50?
Yeah, but I mean, I manipulated my grandmother for like $1,500.
You keep saying you manipulated your grandmother.
What do you mean manipulated? How would you do that?
I keep getting another picture.
Right.
I mean, lied. I used to lie to her, do whatever I... you know, could do to get money from her, so I go to the arcade.
Like, how would you lie to your grandma to get money from her?
Just tell her I needed money, and she used to write a bank deposit.
Well,
and
that's nothing but your grandmother just being sweet to you, you hump.
Well, I took advantage of it, that's all.
But I mean, if you'd stole anything from the teller, that's a...
Are you talking about, I mean, it's a lot of money when you're younger, and my parents even confronted me finally.
Nah,
they,
listen, you know what,
that would be a better story if you really had manipulated your grandmother.
then I might let you in the finals.
Christ, so she gave you money and you stole $50 from a bank teller. Okay. Right. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike from Long Island. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike. What's your line, Mike?
When I was 17 and I just got my permit,
yeah,
I stole my parents' car, and I got into an accident. So what I did is I parked the car about three towns over, and I ripped the radio out and told them that the car got stolen.
We've gotten a lot of those on the Big Lie over the years.
Yeah, we get those, and there's always the problem of the insurance.
Yeah,
you know that at some point you're liable for insurance fraud.
That's right.
Yeah, you can get into really big trouble doing that.
The felon act.
So, I was 17. I didn't care, and I didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, but you see, that I'm not sure how the insurance company would feel about that.
Yeah, and frankly, listen, no offense, thanks for the call, but we get that plenty of times. We get lots of guys who take their mom and dad's cars and then tell them that they're stolen.
Now, if there was a ferret and candles involved, you might be doing better, but that kid was 19.
Hello, Tony.
Hey.
Tony, Don the Mike Show. Where are you from?
Frederick.
Fredneck, Maryland. Okay, what's your lie?
Well, I took my brother to the Orioles game in August. And I ended up having a little too much to drink, and I ended up getting in a confrontation with one of our police officers.
Yeah?
And I beat the beep out of them, and then they ended up jumping on me, and I told my brother that they were jumping on me, and he ended up getting involved, and he ended up spending the night in jail with me.
All right, so you're at an Orioles game. You're bombed.
Yeah.
You take a swing at a cop.
Yeah.
So the cops fight back. And then the lie, I got the lie. The lie is that you told your brother that the cops attacked
you. Yeah,
nothing.
And ended up making us both have to go through all this court stuff and go to. I was there for like 30 some hours.
So your brother still believes that the cops
that
started it.
I didn't do nothing. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's not a bad one. That's not.
Not bad.
Not bad.
But
not,
we
not really.
Spending a couple days in Baltimore.
You what?
We end up spending a couple days in Baltimore County Jail.
Well, you hit a cop.
Yeah, I know, but
I feel bad for his brother, though. See, that's
yeah, but his brother jumped in and started hitting cops too.
How smart is that?
He just started hitting. He just interfered with the arrest.
Well, I don't know. Let's go to Adam. Hey, Adam.
Thanks, DA.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Adam, where are you calling from?
Snohomish, Washington.
Where are you listening in Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. What's your lie, Adam?
Okay, about 2 weeks ago, after dinner, my wife and I were sitting around the couch watching TV, and I had to slide off a little silent fart.
Okay.
And it ended up stinking really bad. And this is the good part. I blamed it on the dog. What do you think?
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
No way.
Get out of here, you dope.
Bye-bye.
He was just getting his jollies.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. Can I talk to Don Mike?
Yeah, you're on with us. Who's this?
This is Jose.
Jose, where are you from?
Fairfax.
What's the lie, Jose?
Actually, I don't want to be a part of the contest, but I want to tell you guys a couple of days ago, I worked at a tanning salon.
Yeah?
And some lady came in pretty late to tan. And when she got dressed, she left. And she left her engagement ring on the, right by the bed.
Yeah.
And I took it, and a couple of days later, I pawned it. And then she called back for it. And I lied to it to her face.
Perhaps well, good. Would. That's grand larceny, Jose. That you just admitted to.
How much did you get for the ring?
$800.
No, it's not grand larceny, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is grand larceny.
It's right. Grand larceny.
Grand larceny. That's a felony, Jose.
Perhaps she's listening.
All right, Jose.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
We can only hope, but I think it's BS.
Oh, well, there he goes. Who knows? Or he might just be
a big DA.
Huge DA.
Right.
I just figured out that maybe the girl's listening, and she goes,
"Sure,
I lost my ring at Mike Ellison's tanning salon 2 days ago."
Absolutely.
I know Jose.
Hey, wasn't there that dumbass working there?
Hello. John and Mike Show.
How stupid it'd be. Wow. You know, if that... I always wish we had, like, a little light...
that would indicate whether something was true or not. Because if that is true, that's got to be one of the dumbest calls we've ever got. I mean, really one of the all-time winners.
Yep. A girl just came into a tanning salon 2 days ago, left her engagement ring, and he pawned it.
He pawned it, and then she called to say, where is it? And he lied.
And then confessed on the radio.
And then confessed on the radio. It's possible.
Yes. Oh, very much so.
Hey, listen, right now it's looking pretty good for the guy who wants to tell his girlfriend that she's a lousy lay. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is John.
Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria, Virginia.
Johnny, what's your lie?
I had love with Helen Keller last night.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I have a lie for Don and Mike.
Yes, who's this, please?
This is Devin.
Devin, where are you from?
I'm from College Park, Maryland.
All right, what's your lie, please?
I've been with a guy for 3.5 years, but I've never had...
Happened with many women. We've gotten this on the big lie before.
Yeah, but that's a common one, though. I mean, that there's nothing, there's, I mean,
that's why Chris from Spring Lake, New Jersey, who says the sex is bad, for the guy to be saying that,
yeah,
is
why,
highly uncommon for
him. Right.
Devin, you are not alone.
No, honey, listen.
Well, that sucks anyway, regardless.
Yes, I suppose it does.
It does. It does for you. All right, bye, honey. Bye-bye. Hello.
Really, let your fingers do the walking.
Don and Mike. Hi, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
From New York.
Eric, what's your lie?
My lie is I was 8 years old. I stole some cigarettes from my brother.
Yeah.
And my mother had caught the cigarette breath on me, and I blamed it on the next-door neighbor who I was friends with. He was a lot older than me.
Yeah.
And
well, what'd you tell your mom?
Say, French kissed you?
You're making out with him or what?
Hello?
Yeah, no. Hold on. How do you, when you're eight, how do you blame cigarette breath on a friend?
Well, he was a lot older. He was 14.
Yeah, but it's your breath. It's on your breath.
No, it was the cigarettes were on my breath.
Yes,
right. Okay. Hold
she
on.
Had gone to kiss me, and she noticed cigarette breath.
All right.
Right.
Okay. Now,
uh-huh. She asked me, where did you get the cigarettes?
Or where did you get the cigarettes?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Now,
because he's saying where he got the cigarettes. I thought he was saying that the next-door neighbor was smoking.
No.
So you're saying you got the cigarettes from your next-door neighbor.
Your next-door neighbor wasn't making out with you.
No, not at all.
Okay. That's what we thought.
No.
You actually stole the cigarettes from your brother.
My brother, yes.
And then you blamed the cigarette breath on your next-door neighbor.
Yes.
And what happened to your next-door neighbor?
My dad beat the crap out of him.
All right, now wait a minute.
For providing cigarettes to me.
Oh, all right. Nah, forget it. Not thick enough. Thank you, though.
For providing these cigarettes to me.
Hello, Don and Mike. I mean, like, if he had gone home and told his dad that the kid next door was making out with him or something,
right.
and then the dad
beating him up,
that would be worth a phone call.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
God, I love the big lie.
What he didn't mention was the next door neighbor was also 8.
Hello.
Wow. Hello.
Who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, where are you from?
I'm from Bethesda.
What's your lie, Johnny?
Hi,
Josh. Sorry, Josh. Josh.
Yeah, I've been seeing this girl for the past 2 years, and you know, we've had normal sex, which has been pretty good.
How old are you, Josh?
I'm 21.
All right.
So over the past month or two, I've been really wanting to try out asex with her.
Anal? Gotcha.
Yes.
You want anal?
Yes, I want anal, and she would have nothing to do with it. And every time I bring it up, she wouldn't even talk to me for a span of a few hours, which really pissed me off. And one night, she finally agrees to me that if I, you know, start dishing out some money, because my job really, really sucks. I mean, I work as a obituary editor at the Washington Post.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, not
even
mine.
Gosh, you're so bad.
Get out of here. This is the worst.
He was just hilarious. And he's also 14.
I work as an obituary editor.
Josh, do you really think you could dupe us?
No, I actually came up with that in the past 10 seconds with your show. So
All right. How old are you really?
I'm 20.
20, okay.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And I work as the...
turn my radio off.
I work as the obituary editor.
At the Washington Post.
Right.
And I'm 9 feet tall.
Who's this?
This is Frank.
Frank, where are you from?
From New York.
Frank, what's your lie?
I drop off my laundry at this laundromat because I'm too lazy to do it myself.
Sure.
And I've been getting into these little arguments with these reasonably nice folks for months over the fact that every time my laundry comes back, there's a sock missing. It's always one sock. I always end up with all the pairs balled up, and there's always an extra sock.
Oh, this is like a Jerry Seinfeld routine, isn't it? Where's the one sock?
But anyway, I go back, and the other day I just mentioned to the girl behind the counter that, you know, I always keep coming back with this one sock, and now I have these extra socks. Well, she was trying to explain to me that they save everything and that's not possible, and if it turned up, we know you and all this other nonsense. I realized that the one sock that's usually missing is the one that I keep rolled up in my pants to look impressive.
Oh, come on. I'll get it. All we have now, guys, just jerking our chins.
And then he wants to belch.
We're going to have to go.
Very clever, boys.
I don't know why I'm laughing at this guy. I really don't know why.
Because you laugh at belches. Who cares?
Keep going, Frank. You know what? I think we're going to go with Chris, the guy who wants to tell his girlfriend she's a bad liar.
It was a heck of a big lie. Yeah.
What do we get? Like one that we like?
We have one.
We got just one. We got this guy.
Frank.
This guy's nonstop, though. You know, this guy's got some talent.
Next
time we have a talent show, this guy should sign up for it.
Wow.
All right, you know what? We're going to see if we get anything else at all remotely interesting during the break. And if not, we're gonna come back to this guy, Curtis.
Meanwhile, Frank will be belching all the way through the commercial break.
Do you think you can belch all the way through a commercial?
Yes.
It's a long time.
All right.
I know. Well, if I vomit, that'll be a bonus.
You know what? All right. We got a live... Oh, I bet they won't like... with a live commercial we got to do next, I bet they wouldn't like burping during the commercial.
No, we certainly don't want to make them angry.
No. All right. Goodbye.
You want me to hold?
Yeah, hold the sock.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, hold on a second. Let's see. Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, looking good for you. Listen, we got to do a break.
Okay.
And if we don't get anybody better during the commercial set here, we're going to call your girlfriend, and you can tell her she's a lousy lie.
All right. Hopefully she's not a class right now, because she still goes to school, so.
Uh-oh. Yeah, what if she has no class? Hold on. Yeah, right. Hold on, Chris.
All right.
Hold on. We'll come back. Maybe we'll get one better. Who knows? Either way, the big lie winds up right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They can handle the fact that every day they're confronted with the ugly side of humanity. They can handle murder, rape, and deceit. They can handle just about anything the job throws their way. Until now.
Everybody's favorite doped-up, drunken, freeloading major market loser.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, great show thus far today. I've always loved this job. I've always loved the fact that we get to come in here and goof around. I love radio. It's my passion. But I think since we switched our time slots, I'm more excited about coming to work. And I don't know what you guys think. I think the shows have been so much better.
Yes.
We've got a lot of new people listening, a lot of people that are giving us new input. It's great.
I'm just digging on the energy.
It's fun.
Okay? So don't bum me out for the rest of the show, people, because I'm flying today. I'm having a good time today. Tomorrow...
You'll get past that.
Listen, tomorrow, POA Melissa Stark from MNF, Monday Night Football POA. Mm-hmm. Plus, we're going to have our regular Friday newsmaker guest, Charlie Stossel, reviewing movies, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Tomorrow, it's Homo Joe.
Homo Joe, who we have not seen and we haven't really heard a lot from since the tragedy.
Yes, we'll have Homo Joe and Charlie Stossel reviewing movies, the all-new low-budget Jeopardy, and for the first time ever taking the sex quiz, pretty good actor in his own right, Kiefer Sutherland.
Well, he comes from good stock.
That's on tomorrow's show. Now, listen, we have not yet given away the first key for the Mercedes either. Mm-hmm. We are proud to be giving away... on December 14th, the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe, simply the hottest new car from Mercedes. You want to buy one of these babies, you got to get on a waiting list. And is that a pisser? When you want a car and you go to a dealership and they say, great, we'll take your money. You get your car in 6 months.
You know, the first rule of sales, what is it? Create urgency. What better way of creating urgency than by saying, you'll have to wait.
They've done it, and we've got one. And you can get the Mercedes C230 compressor, the one we're giving away. Any color you like.
I'd pick that color that you have in the picture, that nice red one.
Red, well, take a look here. There's the nice.
The silver's nice, too.
Silver's nice. They got... black is also a color. And
I like the banana one.
And I think... You might want to go with, I always like that that dark Kelly green color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful, like British racing green.
That's it, too. Now, we're only giving away 29 keys.
All right.
So only 29 people have a chance to win the car. We're giving it away on, no, not plaid.
Oh, okay.
Robbie can't get the car in plaid. The car is being given to us courtesy Simply Wireless.
Can you get three colors?
The premier wireless retailer in the country with AT&T wireless services. Go to one of their stores. They'll do a rate plan analysis to make sure you're not paying too much for your wireless phone service.
I'd like traditional five color.
Okay, so that's the deal on the car, and we've not yet given away the first key. And the first key is an important key because whoever wins the first key, they're going to be the first person to put their hand, to put their meat hands into the bowl on December 14th to pick out a key at random.
Yeah, so, I mean, the first person probably won't get any colds.
That's right. That's a good way to look at it, Mike. You won't get anthrax.
Right.
You won't get the AIDS. You won't get flu. You won't get any symptoms.
No, you won't get nasty skin, things like seborrhea or psoriasis.
Okay, now we got to finish up the big lie. We've got Chris, whose girlfriend is a bad lay. That's the best one that we've got thus far.
Because we believe it.
Yeah.
It sounds legitimate. Now, were we able to locate his girlfriend?
Let's see. Chris, your girlfriend, where do you think she is?
I don't think she's in class right now.
Okay, well then, hold on one second. Let's fly through these very quickly. We've got, I'm going to give this like 2 minutes to see if we got anything better.
Okay.
And if not, we're going to this guy. Let's go to a Richard.
I'm still holding.
That's Frank. Oh, I forgot. Okay, hold on, Frank. It's the burping guy. I'm sorry. Let's go to Richard from Andrews Air Force Base. Richard.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Richard, real quickly, please, what's your lie?
All right. Last year when I was home on leave, my mom didn't want a Christmas tree because she didn't want the needles and have to go buy it and whatnot. So the night before...
What not?
And, right. Well, the night before, me and my brother took her car, and we went over to an old folks' home that already had one decorated. So we chopped it down, put it up, and we didn't have the heart to tell her that we stole it, because the next day she was really happy that we put her up a Christmas tree.
Yeah. See you later. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax. What's up, Beth?
Hey, what's the lie?
All right, check this out, all right? I've been dating this girl for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And we recently broke up like 2 months ago. And one of her friends actually saw me at a club with these two other chicks, and I actually didn't spend the night at home that night. And she called me up the next day. She was like, hey, so-and-so saw you with such-and-such. I heard you were screaming.
All right. Well, he broke up with his girlfriend, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter. But listen to this, okay?
What?
Because we're still doing certain things or whatever.
Right.
But her friend tells her that I was out screwing around with some chicks, blah, blah, blah. She gets back to me, and I'm telling her, look, man, it's a lie.
Hi, Don.
Just going out.
Don, I'm sorry. The juxtaposition of the sentence is impossible to decipher.
All right, Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, where are you from?
Yeah. Reston, Virginia.
All right, Danny, what's your lie?
Well, it's a real simple one. Basically, my wife and I, well, I've been telling my wife for almost 2 years now that I have a hearing problem.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I don't even know if I should do this. But it gets me out of a lot of work and things that I don't take care of that probably should.
Every guy does that.
Well, what, you mean you don't listen to your wife?
Well, yeah, but I use my hearing disability as a
God.
Well, what? Now wait, hold on.
You say you have I can't hear you. My hearing's going.
It's been gone.
Yeah, but I know if I pulled that on my wife, Frida would say go to the doctor.
Well, I do go to the doctor.
And what does the doctor say?
But I don't go for that. I just go to the doctor. I tell her I'm going for my hearing.
No, listen, you know, we're going to go with a guy whose girlfriend is a lousy lay. All right, Chris, I'm going to call your girlfriend now. This is the number in area code 732.
Yep.
Okay, let me dial her up. What's her name?
Eliza.
Eliza, okay. I mean, what guy doesn't listen to his wife?
Well, I mean, and to say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't hear you. That's what he's really talking about. Hey, I didn't hear you.
Unless the guy really has lied to his wife and said, you know, I've got some kind of medical problem.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I wouldn't believe that unless it was Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
No.
And we've already said that's probably a scam, too.
Right. Hey, that'd be a good one with a big lie.
Guy, John, Mike. This is Rush Limbaugh.
I really have total hearing.
Oh, no, if she's not there, that's going to be...
Hi, I'm in the
jail. No.
She's not there.
She sounds like she'd have good sex.
Please record your message when you have finished
Hey, Chris, you got another number for her?
No, she always answers that phone. She's on the phone. She's got with her.
All right, let me try it one more time. Hold on a second. Sounds cute. Hey, you got to put the number back up on the screen, guys.
Hey, you know, it might be Chris.
Joe? You got to put the number back on the screen, please. And call the girl back? Hold on, what is this? Susan. What's this one? Hi, Susan.
Hello?
Hold on, what am I doing?
Is this Susan?
Hold on, I'm making a mess of the phones here. Here's Susan, what's your lie?
This happened recently. I sold a house that was just in my name, but my fiancé's lived with me since we've been in the house. And I told him that we got so much money, but we really got $5,000 more that I put aside for myself.
Yeah, all right.
You earned it.
No, right. Yeah, BFD. Don't worry about it. Let's check back with Frank. Thanks, Frank. Needed that. All right, let me try Eliza one more time here.
All right, this is Chris who says the sex is just not great.
Right. She's a lousy liar.
You don't believe it.
You don't hear that from guys very often.
You don't hear it from guys ever.
As Donna said for years, as long as the guy finishes,
yeah, right.
What does it matter?
Who cares? All right, come on, honey. Where you at?
It'd be funny if she was out getting laid. Having incredible sex.
I guess he could leave her a message.
With Carol.
From the gay parade.
Thank you.
In Greenwich Village.
Thank you for remembering that, Carol.
Hi, I'm in the family.
No, she's not there.
Should we let him leave a message?
He can if he wants. He's not going to win anything, though.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
you hang up
or press 1 for more options.
It doesn't count if you just... You're not going to win the prize because you got to tell her face-to-face.
Oh, that's not fair.
No, well, it's not fair for you not to have her available.
But you could just leave her the message anyway.
I won't win anything?
Nope.
Aw,
then what's the point of telling her then?
Well, that's a good point.
Right, well, don't worry. I'm sure she won't find out that you called the Don and Mike radio show on WNEW to say she's a bad lay.
Oh!
Oh, thanks. Hey, can I get anything else?
You gotta give him a consolation prize.
Now, I'll give you something. I'll give you the Blockbuster pass, okay?
Oh, cool.
That's a 52-week rental card from Blockbuster. Shrek coming to video right now, Blockbuster. Buy the rental card, get a free DVD or VHS copy of Shrek when it releases to video tomorrow. Yeah, Eliza, Chris says, you're a bad lay.
But we know... We really know in our heart of hearts that it's Chris and not you.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Bye, Eliza. Hold on there, Chris.
Hold on a second.
Let me see. Who's this? George?
Hello?
George, you got a lie?
I gotcha.
What is it? Where are you from, George?
I'm from Staten Island.
All right. What's the lie?
Well, my friend had gone away when he was in college back in 1995, and he was over in Italy.
Yeah.
And... I was watching his ex-girlfriend for him for a little while because, you know, he was going to be missing for like 2 months.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
You were watching. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold it. George?
Hold on.
George, just stop for a second.
Yeah.
You were watching his ex-girlfriend? What?
Well, no.
What, did you feed her and water
what
her?
What happened was she really didn't have anybody here to hang out with.
Let her out of the cage. I was watching her.
Like in being John Malkovich.
Or maybe George is one of those kind of guys.
I was hanging out with her to do my buddy a favor.
All right, now, and this is his ex-girlfriend.
Well, now it's his ex-girlfriend. About 6-7 months broken up.
All right, so I got you. So you're watching, I mean, you're keeping an eye on her while he's away.
And when did you guys have sex?
I think about 3 weeks after he left.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually called me because she called him and told him.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I totally denied. He called me from Italy at like 3 o'clock in the morning, yelling and screaming and everything. And I said to him,
"You can't say the S word."
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry.
But he said, "I'm getting married in May, and he's actually going to be my best man." But I don't know after this if he's going to be anything.
You know, sometimes it goes like this on the big lie. Sometimes we hear a whole bunch of lies.
Once some of them are good.
Once in a while.
This might be an all-time high, though.
Yeah, this might be.
That's it.
This might be. Thank God we got this guy still on the phone.
Christ, was he a dick. God's sake.
I wish his nose was here so
this
I could fill it with
made
my
me
disgusting
laugh.
Excrement.
What is your name?
Frank.
Frank, where are you from?
New York.
You know what, Frank? You're the only guy that made us laugh during this whole segment. Don't
That's
you think
right.
you should give him the prize?
Frank is the recipient of a train wreck known as the Big Lie. He's
Frank.
The only guy. You're going.
Really?
You get the
Fair
airfare.
Enough.
Fair enough.
Just for being an a-hole?
Just for being a complete a-hole and knowing it. Yes, Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Wow.
You've won round-trip coach airfare for two from Orbitz.com.
It'll also give us a chance to put you in our database.
Visit Planet.
You know what? I got to thank you guys for this good luck, because if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Visit Planet Earth via Orbitz.com. That's Orbitz with a Z, the travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airlines. All right, enjoy.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you did make us laugh with your burping.
You're welcome.
Even though the contest wasn't make us laugh. You know, what can I say? We didn't have any decent lines.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You
go, hold on.
All right.
You know, actually, it's too bad. The kid who burned down his house was great. It's just you got to be 21.
Yeah. That would have been the clear leader. That would have been the guy that dusted everybody else, but he wasn't old enough.
And if only Eliza, the bad lay, was there, you know, Chris would have won also.
But I think I feel good about the decision to give Frank the prize.
Yeah, what the hell?
Sure.
Hey, let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
It's me.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is the lead made-up story on your news today?
Today, Miss Cleo didn't see this coming.
Uh-huh. Okay, hold on, let me see who's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this Rob?
Hi.
Can I get your website?
My, Rob's website?
No, the one for Don and Mike that they're going to put up the pictures from the bowling.
You know, I have a website. Would you like to get my address?
No, if it has the pictures on it.
Well, yeah, it does. It's got lots of pictures of me, Rob. Do you like me on the show?
SCATLOVER.com.
Yeah, okay. Would you like it? I'll give you the address. You got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay, it's www.sca. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. SCATL.
SCAT what?
LO.
Uh huh.
V.
V as in boy.
V as in very. ER. .com. That's my website.
Is there another one?
No, that's the one that'll have the pictures, the bowling pictures on it.
It will, really?
Yeah, give me the letters back so you got it, okay? I got to go pretty quick. Come on. Give me the letters back, please.
F-B-A-T.
Uh-huh.
L-O-V.
Uh-huh.
E-R.
Uh-huh, .com. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the site.
Another customer service.
That's so great. Scatlover.com.
If you spell it like that.
You have to, whenever, you know, because it's got lover in it, and that's it's easy
right.
to spy. So that's the hardest.
L-O-V-E-R.
All right, now before we go to the thing with the stay tuned, I do want to tell everyone we are going to give away the first key for the Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe right now to caller 100. It's a simple question that I gave you a simple answer to at the beginning of today's show. Why did the Yankees win last night?
Very good.
Or conversely, why did the Diamondbacks lose last night?
You answer that question successfully.
And you win a Simply Wireless prize pack and the first of only 29 keys that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 on December 14th.
Very good.
Be the 100th caller right now, 877-365-3636. And stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up
coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hate books, Don and Mike.
All right, before we go to Guy Birdley, oh, this is going to be an exciting moment on the show. Let's give away, what do you say? The very first key for the Mercedes for Christmas.
Very exciting.
Ball 100. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
I'm calling 100. Damien?
Yeah, who is this?
Damien.
Damien, where are you from?
Reston.
What's that sound, Damien?
What's going on there, Damien?
It's a radio in the background.
All right, turn it down, please, Damien. Turn it down.
It's down.
You working now, Damien?
Yes, I am.
Where are you working, Damien?
I'm on the job.
You working?
Oh.
Yeah. Where are you? Sounds like Damien might be some kind of emergency personnel.
Are you an emergency personnel type guy?
Yes, I am. The radio is in background.
All right, Damien. We're only giving away 29 keys to win this brand new Mercedes Benz.
All right.
Why did the Diamondbacks lose? Conversely, why did the Yankees win?
Derek Jeter hit a home run.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
I am sorry. So you had to be listening to the whole show.
Buzz, I will give everybody a clue that Buzz knows the answer.
I gave you, now it's just my opinion, but I thought I gave you the right answer at the beginning of the show today. Hello,
Caller 100.
Yes, who's this?
This is Moshe.
Moshe, where are you from?
New York.
Why did the Yankees win, or conversely, why did the Diamondbacks lose?
Because Bob Brenly's a DA.
No, again, I went over this at the beginning of today's show. This is why you must listen to every second of the show.
Your very controversial theory was expressed clearly at the beginning.
Not an essay question, simply you're wanting to regurgitate your opinion.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is it the Chinaman?
Yes, that's right.
CM, right?
That's right, the CM.
Yeah, I want to put the Big Lebowski movie. It's my favorite movie.
That's right.
Not the issue.
That's right.
Oh, God.
The Yankees won because the Diamondbacks had a Chinaman pitching to Derek Jeter.
The expressions of the host are his own, and not only such reflective, the physical reflecting.
That's right. What is your name?
My name's Ed. I'm from Fairfax.
Listen, my friend, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You have won the first of only 29 keys we're giving away.
Awesome.
That can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe. The hottest new car from Mercedes. 6-month waiting list for this car. Comes with everything. CD, air conditioning, 8-side airbags. And as I mentioned, you want to buy one of these babies, you got to wait 6 months to get it. Your choice of colors. And you are invited. You have the first key on December 14th. Yeah.
Ooh.
If your key starts the car, you drive away with a Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor.
Awesome.
So make no plans on December 14th, all right, my friend?
Okay, I definitely won't.
And again, the reason that the Yankees won last night was?
Because of the Chinaman.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because the Chinaman was pitching to Derek Jeter.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold the line.
Okay, thank you.
Here's our very first winner. The Mercedes-Benz, courtesy Simply Wireless. This holiday season, when shopping to buy a wireless phone, go to one of the 36 convenient locations or go to www.simplywireless.com. Key parties Friday, December 14th at the grand opening of the Fairfax Simply Wireless store on Main Street in Fairfax.
Right.
And this is a contest open to every city that gets the show live.
Very exciting.
If you get a key, you know, we'll get you here. If you're living in New York, Amtrak will... bring you on down.
Amen.
You live in Iowa City, the station will get you here. If you live in Seattle, well, God gave you two thumbs. So hit your way here.
Very good.
That's at 29 keys, now only 28 keys.
Yes, very exciting.
Oh, and of course, he also wins the Simply Wireless prize pack.
Very good.
We'll give away another key on tomorrow's episode. See, that's why you got to listen to the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, my incredible insight. That's why the Yankees won last night. Big time. See ya. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You know, you'd think Miss Cleo would have seen this coming. The telemarketing company that represents her and other so-called psychics has just been hit with 100 violations of New York's do not call law.
Oh, we're going to win that.
No, I don't think so.
That's not a problem. I tell you right now, we're going to win that.
You can see that.
I can see it with my reading.
Why didn't you see this?
The cards.
The Consumer Protection Board says the company kept calling homes
on the do not call list even after getting a warning. The company has 30 days to cough up nearly $250,000 in fines.
Buzz Burbank, you got the joker.
What does that mean, Miss Cleo?
I don't know. Uh-huh.
New York officials have also revealed Miss Cleo's real name.
Yeah, it's Samantha.
No, it's Yuri Cleomilly Harris of Miami, Florida.
That's because I was named after the fact that when I was 22, I got the Cleomilly.
She's a member.
What's that full name again?
That's Yuri Cleomilly Harris.
Cleomilly. I have Cleomilly all over my privacy.
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
All over my privacy.
All over my privacy.
Ms. Harris is a member of the Screen Actors Guild and auditioned for her role as Master Psychic.
Uh-huh.
Quoting one state official, Ms. Cleo has a unique talent, but it's not for anything to do with clairvoyance.
Oh, yeah.
The hot seller this Christmas might just be the home anthrax test kit.
Oh, God.
A Florida company called ProLab has developed a home anthrax test it says is 99.9% accurate. The Government Center for Disease Control says it's skeptical. The company says it's taken 4 million orders for the product. Quoting a company spokesman, you wouldn't believe the orders I'm getting from New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Our dilemma is we can only make 50,000 kits a day. We're looking to double the production. The kit sells for $25 and can test for spores in the air, in the water, and on surfaces.
Hey, what is it, like the EPT? If it comes up skull and crossbones?
Right, that's it.
You just go in the stream, dip it in the stream.
Right.
If it comes up skull and crossbones,
you're F.
You've got anthrax.
Update your will.
Does it come with chapstick?
Oh, to kiss your ass goodbye?
Well, everyone knows we all cut back on spending after the attack on America. Today we know
how
much. Well, almost everyone. Consumer spending did take its biggest dive in 14 years during September, despite Frieda's efforts, according to a government report just out. Spending was down 1.8%, even though personal incomes held steady. People are lining up for flu shots, especially this year, especially in New York. A doctor with clinics in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn tells the New York Post his flu shot business is up by 1,000%.
What's up, guys?
People are more vigilant about flu shots this year so they can more easily tell if they have anthrax, which carries flu-like symptoms.
What's up, guys?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
I don't know why we played it either.
What's up, guys?
Because it's up.
That's right. Thank you, Buzz.
Health officials say that's good reasoning, if for no other reason than to prevent the flu, which killed 21,000 Americans last year.
I know why.
Why?
It's a health story.
That's right.
What's up, guys?
No one healthier.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, here's
all of these tapes were playing there.
Just people.
Here's a report card on school attendance in New York yesterday. We talked about this a little bit. As it turns out, all the kids had been told to report to class, but between the Halloween tradition of skipping school and the government's terrorism warning, attendance was expected to be low, and it was.
Yep.
Only 43% of the city's public high school students showed up yesterday compared to 63% last year. Some schools were nearly empty in New York yesterday.
Isn't that right? Well, what does the teacher have to say about
that? What's up, guys?
Right. Okay, Buzz, we got to do this.
All right.
We gave away the Mercedes key there. We'll have a full segment of news and comments.
Okay.
Isn't that right?
Yep.
Yep, coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In fact, before I do this, I just want to leave a message for Don Geronimo. Donnie, you and I are good friends. We'll always be good friends. But Don, kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
Right. Yeah.
Ladies, come suck on their two remaining toes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's go back over to Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Today's the day New Yorkers have to start keeping their hands on the wheel and off the cell phone. It's America's first statewide ban on handheld cell phone use while driving. This month, offenders just get a warning. After that, a first offense is good for a $100 fine. The new law does allow the use of hands-free phones.
You know, I'm really opposed to that because I know that I've gotten plenty of accidents before the advent of cell phones.
That's true.
Just by playing with my radio or moving my seat back and forth.
Yeah, even police have said that eating and putting on makeup are much bigger distractions.
But it's also not fair to consumers to put a law in like that prior to automakers making them easy and affordable to have in cars. Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I would like to mention that the Mercedes S230 compressor that we're giving away comes with a phone.
Cool.
Oh, my.
It comes with a phone in the car.
That means it's hands-free.
You're wish granted.
Gotcha.
The U.S. government's finally made a move to keep terrorists and those who support them out of this country. Tough new immigration rules announced yesterday single out 46 terrorist groups, and the new rules say anyone who supported those groups won't be allowed to enter the U.S. The law's retroactive, which means it can be used against any qualified person who's already in the country.
Oh, man, that's huge.
It's retro.
Turkey's become the first Muslim nation to join the U.S. in the fight against the Taliban and Osama bin Laden.
Turkey.
The Turkish government will pay a price for that. Today, police in Ankara had to use tear gas and nightsticks to break up a group of student protesters chanting anti-American slogans. There'll likely be more trouble.
Turkey!
Surveys show that more than 80% of Turks are against getting involved in Afghanistan.
Our survey said, show me Turkey!
There they are. Look at those birds.
The Swiss government says it's frozen 24 bank accounts containing $12 million worth of terrorist money. Saudi Arabia says it's also frozen terrorist funds.
I called Bathman.
The U.S. now says Mr. Freeze did that.
I'll buy a lot of army knives.
The U.S. now says 81 countries have moved to cut off the flow of money to bin Laden. And word is Tony Soprano is livid.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Robert, I'm livid.
He's angry at actress Uma Thurman and her husband, Ethan Hawke.
Why?
James Gandolfini, who plays Tony Soprano, is being sued by Thurman over the sale of a house. They all used to be friends, but the deal for Gandolfini to buy Thurman's home in Greenwich Village fell through when he couldn't get permission to renovate the building. Now she's suing him over the $260,000 deposit. He's steamed.
I'm livid, Robert.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Really, and Ethan, he's offensive. Do you understand what
Where's
I mean?
Where's Tony?
Tony's outside.
Okay, I'd like to hear what Tony has to say about Ethan.
I want to hear what Tony has to
say. Well, she's just a whore.
A whore?
She's a whore.
A whore.
And he smells like S.
And what is he?
I don't want to say it on the radio. You know, I don't want to be, totally, completely over the top about that. But
how about your sandwich and tell
me? I hate her, and I don't like him.
What is he?
He's your fag.
See, that doesn't sound right unless you got food in your mouth.
It's better.
It's like that night at dinner at the Sopranos.
He's your fag.
Oh, and we want to thank HBO, who just sent over the for us the complete second season box set of the Sopranos.
Very nice.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike. Listen, we got to clear the lines now. Get a call 1-800-877-365-3636. Sorry, no key. Another key tomorrow, but a prize package selected especially for you.
All right.
By Straight Ahead. Now, here's a much more buzz.
On a recent trip to New York, Don dropped his cell phone into the track well of the subway here in Washington.
He
thought about jumping.
This is the same.
Thought about jumping down to retrieve it, but he didn't.
Of course he did.
That was a wise decision not to jump.
He makes those occasionally.
In New York, a woman dropped her cell phone last night, but she went after it.
Oh boy.
And then she couldn't get out of the way of the number 4 train as it pulled into Grand Central Station. What she could do is dive into a trough in the middle of the tracks, lay low, and wait for the train to finish passing over her.
That's like something in a movie, man.
She was then taken to the hospital with cuts to her head. At last check, she was in serious but stable condition.
You were thinking about it, right?
I was.
Oh, God.
I was, except I figured out that if I jumped all the way down there, I was standing there with Buzz, I said, if I jump all the way down there to get that phone, I'm never going to be able to climb back out again.
Right. Which is probably what happened to that lady.
Yeah. I think so. I'm
surprised you didn't know that.
Ted Turner has a lot of regrets about selling his broadcast empire to Time Warner, but one of the biggest regrets might be having to give up his end-of-the-world sign-off. Turner, who's battled depression for much of his adult life and who once called religion a crutch for the weak, said this back in 1980 when he launched CNN. We're going to stay on until the end of the world. When that time comes, we'll cover it, play Nearer My God to Thee, and sign off. He wasn't kidding. CNN insiders say he used a CNN editing bay to create his own end-of-the-world video. Among other things, it featured a waving American flag and the song, Nearer My God to Thee. The tape was then locked away in a vault until it was needed.
He is fantastic.
Full house, full hour. 505, 535. Superstation. That 05 thing never caught on.
Nearer My God to Thee.
The Daily News quotes a source as saying it was like a sign-off tape you'd often see in the middle of the night, but to Ted, it was a sign-off forever.
That's funny.
The owner of a private club on Long Island says he'll do it again tomorrow night. He says he'll host a leather costume party for the non-straight crowd. His first attempt to hold the party ended with a police raid. None of the participants were arrested, but three organizers were for liquor and fire code violations.
I wonder if Johnny's going to be there.
Maybe he could cover that.
Announcing that Derek Jeter's got a great ass.
Yeah, Johnny pretty obsessed with Derek Jeter's ass.
Undercover cops made the busts after they say they saw patrons having sex at the last party last weekend.
Here's one of the patrons that was having sex.
Like butter.
Yeah, there you go.
Not surprised.
There he is.
The owner of the club says there was kissing and dirty dancing, but no sex at all.
Except no substitute.
He says the cops shouted anti-gay slurs at the crowd and then lied about
them. How do you get them? Call this number.
Lied about the sex. So the owner's having the party again Friday night and daring the police to raid it.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten.
In fact, the owner's inviting everyone with the words, come one, come all.
They really are incredible.
In sports, tonight for the first time ever, a World Series game in November. The Yankees host Arizona for Game 5 in a series now tied at 2 games apiece. The Yanks won last night 4-3.
Let's go CM.
And finally, in Hutchinson, Kansas, within range of Wichita's KFH, a couple of teenagers didn't realize they'd hit the speed dial button for 911 on their cell phone.
Okay.
So for 20 minutes, police listened as the boys smoked dope and talked about the time they robbed that fast food place. And then they decided to go to a music store to spend some of their stolen money.
Curtis, I don't hear you unless you knock.
Mom, you remember when we knocked over that fast food place? Hey, don't bankrupt that joint.
Those guys are fags.
And the music store is where the police met them. They say the boys also still had marijuana in their possession and their cell phone was still connected to 911.
Duh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. We got to go. Thank you for another outstanding show today. Goddamn, we had some fun today.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks to TV's Leah Remini, her show King of Queens. That's Monday night at 8 o'clock. You know that. Your local CBS affiliate. Your show tomorrow, Melissa Stark, Keith for Sutherland, our newsmaker. I will be giving away another key tomorrow for the 2002 Mercedes we're giving away, courtesy of Simply Wireless. Current offer from AT&T Wireless Services, $39 a month, 400 anytime minutes. Unlimited nights and weekends for life. And free nationwide service. Go to simplywireless.com. They'll hook you up. Here we go with a call of 100. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, yes. You is. What's your name?
Jim Thor from Las Vegas.
From Las Vegas. Oh, well, you are going to love this.
Yes.
You've won the Washington Redskins team highlight video.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, you can bulk it and tape Friends or Survivor.
Yeah.
Watch the Redskins play the Seahawks Sunday at 4:15 at FedEx Field. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement.
Great.
Of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Thank you for listening in Las Vegas. Oh, and you've won Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, great.
There's no G on there. It's not Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. But you can Dunkin'.
Well, that'll help my weight problem.
You won Dunkin' Donuts also. Let me also mention, please join Grammy Award-winning Mike O'Mara and the Crab Blues Band at Main Street USA in Annandale, Virginia.
Yeah, I usually keep that quiet.
Congratulations.
But it's true.
Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
We'll be at Main Street USA in Annandale, Virginia.
It was one of those technical Grammys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was for technical achievements.
The Thursday night ceremony.
Yeah. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob.
Hi.
Good day to you. Please throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, you threw that. You made me the CM. Derek Jeter would have hit that out of the park.
Zang.
We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.